Crushing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Slavery has never been so chic and so cool in the age of COVID.
Could this be how a restaurant table for one looks in the near future? French designer Christophe Gagnon says his oversized lampshade of transparent plastic will keep diners safe. And unlike some other designs on the market, he reckons they look pretty chic too.
That is the world we live in. It's all psychological warfare. And as I said 6 months ago when this fraud all started, they are creating neurotic neuroses and illegitimate phobias about the natural practices of life, playing on the true ignorance now of the population of the planet that's been so dumbed down, to believe that all regular flu death or pneumonia is a pandemic, and so we can never leave our houses again. And that's what Bill Gates has come out and announced. We've got that video coming up later. Bill Gates says this is only the beginning. Many more pandemics are coming. And oh my goodness, media pushing pig virus as potential next pandemic. Now, a lot of listeners sent me links and articles and clips since we broke that big news out of Texas, where the state and counties are confirming they've been ordered to say that anybody that's been in contact with people is counted as a COVID case. Anybody that they were in contact with is counted as a COVID case. Total fraud. And listeners sent me all sorts of links saying, Alex, it's in the Hill newspaper months ago that probable coronavirus deaths now included in CDC totals. Yeah, they're not even denying the fraud. And okay, we have our own video platform. It's got 350,000 views or something. That's great. Good job spreading it. But man, we need 300 million views. People need to know the fraud. The criminal fraud of the CDC says the bare minimum is one person has COVID. That's usually a fraudulent test. 15 people around them are counted as COVID cases. And they changed that definition on May 14th. It was implemented by the 20th or so. And then here we are a month later. And that's how they're showing skyrocketing cases, but not skyrocketing death. And I've got hundreds of stories to cover and incredibly important things, but this is just such big news. And I've talked to some big national talk show hosts about this, and they're like, yeah, everybody knows this, Alex. Just more proof of it. So when you see Fauci up there, he even gives a speech with his mask on in Congress, gets up and takes it off. I mean, it's all kabuki theater. And so they're introducing the idea that nobody ever dies and nobody ever gets sick and we've all got to live in pods or we can never have a life again. And then doctors and scientists and virologists go public, prestigious ones, and say it's part of life that you get exposed to things. It's not being exposed to them that makes you sickly. And YouTube CEO says, we ban even medical doctors or scientists. They don't care if it's the Rockefeller University hospital virologist head. They don't care if it's a hospital owner, a clinic owner. They don't care if it's Cedars-Sinai agreeing with the president. The UN didn't say so. So your medical degree and what you have to say is zero. We only accept UN directives. That's what the head of YouTube said on TV. We played the clip probably five times. I ran back into it last night. It's just so stunning. She went on MSNBC, CNN, and gave speeches. And she says, we follow one directive, the UN. We are inside the United Nations. That's really what this is world government. Meanwhile, major universities are announcing they are officially re-education camps. And you've got to go to re-education if you're white, or you will not be admitted to the school, or you will be kicked out. Ladies and gentlemen, we are inside the New World Order now. It just gets worse from here. The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off bodies really strong extract of turmeric formula. It's been sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for your cells, so amazing. That's back in stock, 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high-quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue, greater absorption, so good for your whole body, so essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12, super high-quality B12, again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine Spray, 33% off, and so much more. So I want to thank you all for this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. And I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all.
...124 days out from the election. It is July 1st. The year is 2020. On this live worldwide transmission of the Alex Jones Show, I am your host, Alex Jones, honored and blessed to be here with you in defense of all of our common future, a pro-human future. Thank you for joining us again. Okay. We knew it was coming. We knew the debilitation of the nation, the moral decline, the dumbing down, the New World Order Hollywood termites chewing into our very fiber. It had a big effect. And we knew that they were going to externalize the re-education brainwashing centers that the colleges had become and expand those like metastasizing cancer cells spreading out of a infected gland. But to actually see it spreading out of an infected lymph node was the word I was looking for. To actually watch it, though, and to see how many people bow to it and how many people submit to it, and then each demand gets more bizarre, more insane, more crazy, and we sit back and go, these people are nuts. No, they're not nuts. The psych warfare experts doing this have people doing Jim Jones Kool-Aid drinking drills. This is 101 cult programming. And major universities are announcing that they are open-air re-education camps. And I'm going to get to that in a moment. But all over the news and all over the force feed on the Apple and Android phones and everywhere, I mean, you're seeing it yourself. Don't need me to tell you about it. The 4th of July should not be celebrated. America is inherently bad and evil. The American flag should be removed. Not just George Washington, not just Abraham Lincoln, but everything. And then I sit back and I watch this unified corporate press owned by the communist Chinese and the EU and these megabanks that are in the admitted job of undermining and demoralizing this country. And I watch how many Americans actually bow to it and actually prostrate themselves, including Republicans. Because they just think, oh, let it pass over you, bow to it, and it'll move on. No, this is joining the cult and accepting it and giving up your very humanity and who you are. And it only leads to more danger and more insanity as the dumbed down drug addict, meth head, fentanyl mob of every race, color, and creed believes they're part of something finally and believes they're with the media and believes they're with the big corporations that are all ganged up on the country and local governments and the police. And then they all say they're the revolutionaries that are involved in some grassroots uprising when they are financed by the communist Chinese, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Hollywood, the EU, the whole nine yards. You know, communist China about 3 years ago gave Reddit $50 million, and they gave another $100 million. Then they bought them out for $300 million, and the media didn't call it a buyout, even though it was bought out and is run by the Chinese military. I'm going to break that next hour. I know they're under criminal investigation. But that's just one example. Almost all of Hollywood's owned by the Chinese government. And that's why Reddit, when people attack me and my family at a dinner table, edits video and says I attack them. That's why when our vehicle gets attacked by people with hammers, they turn around and say we faked it. Or they turn around and they say we burned down a homeless camp. Because Reddit is the Chinese government. And you know what? I'm honored to have the Chinese government and their anti-American lackeys attacking me as much as they attack Trump. But I'll ask President Trump and everybody else this. Why do we put up with foreign activity? The Australians and the Indians have ended Chinese control over their media. They are arresting Chinese spies everywhere. They are banning them from buying for other companies because China tried to overthrow India and Australia in the last 2 years. And that's all over the Australian and Indian news. The Indians are ready for war. The average slack-jaw American doesn't even know their country's under attack. I admire the Indians for being nationalist and caring about their country, and they are basically at war with China, and they've given their military fire-at-will orders when the Chi-Coms try to intimidate them. And the Chi-Coms, who've been attacking their military in disputed areas and trying to steal land and trying to bring Muslims in to take over areas of Kashmir, have backed off because the Indians stood up. But the average weird leftist literally hates the country. They hate America. They hate anybody that's strong. And they get off on the power that the mainstream media and the Chinese-owned Hollywood and the Chinese-financed CNN and Reddit can sit there and piss in the face of Americans all day long. And what's crazy is none of these leftists even know. You just type in China invests $300 million in Reddit. It'll pull up. Pull it up for us. Reddit makes jokes about that and says it isn't true. And the people posting it know it's true, but they know to post a lie so they can keep posting. They're not even paid by the Chi-Coms, most of them. They're useful idiots. And I got so much to talk about here. It's just to think that there are so many traitors and so much scum and so much trash because it's fashionable to hate America. It's fashionable to say we can't have a July 4th. But I love how Governor Newsom said no 4th of July in California. And in Illinois, the Democrats announced no 4th of July. And in Austin, Texas, they said no 4th of July. I talked to a fella 2 days ago that owns fireworks stands. He said they've never sold anything close to this. And everyone, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, is buying up fireworks saying, F the system, I'm going to go crazy with these fireworks. Because they just see it as a symbol of, you're not supposed to have 4th of July, it sucks, you're not going to have it, wipe your ass with the American flag, and people now are finally starting to get how sick this is. We are under globalist propaganda military attack. I told you 2 years ago that there was a CIA, FBI investigation at the University of Texas, the good guys in the FBI and CIA, not the bad camp, into the Confucius Institutes and the Office of Personnel Management hack and the Chinese in control of who could get hired at every major university that's public, basically. And they were pumping hundreds of millions into UT alone, the Chinese government. That was 1 year before it broke in the news and they outlawed it. And those professors are lucky they're not indicted for treason, and they still may be. I'm telling you, Reddit is under criminal investigation as a it is run by the Chinese military. And the weirdos that post on there and write their little fake articles, they all know it. They think it's cool. China has human animal clones. China has 3 billion Muslims in death camps. China has millions of Christians in death camps. China does stuff that would make Hitler blush, and the left likes it because they're not liberal. They're satanic. They like power, they like evil, and they're cozying up to whatever evil they can find, wanting a paycheck, but more importantly, spiritually, wanting to dominate and control the West and mount on the wall like a trophy. Look at this. This is all over the news. You got to wear a spacesuit to go to a bar. You got to put bubbles up. They've already put these up in some shops because people are shaking in fear of a virus that they admit is a total fraud, but it is man-made, so Bill Gates can own new variants that come out that are more deadly, which he's now announcing are coming. They want to separate us. They want to cult member us. They want to totally run our lives and have us do ridiculous things ahead of forced inoculations. You wear a mask, you're going to accept a forced inoculation. You're going to accept the tracking systems on your phone that are already there. This is their rollout, and they admit it. This is a criminal, premeditated takeover, tested in China, all of it brought here. And now they're telling you you can't have the 4th of July. Now they're telling you how much you suck. Now they're telling you how bad America is. And they found absolutely massive numbers of little pathetic quisling jellyfish that are going to work with the enemy. But guess what? India and Australia and 98 other countries have woken up to China and basically declared war on them. America hasn't done it yet. So guess what? We're winning. Even if Americans won't stand up, other people are.
The 4th of July, 2020. We are here. And despite all the globalist attacks, you, the viewers and listeners of this transmission, have supported us by prayer, by word of mouth, and by buying the products, and you have done all of this. So when you look at the huge effect InfoWars has had, I want you to understand that it's because of what you have done. And myself and the whole crew salute you on this July 4th, 2020. We've got a lot of our best-selling products that were sold out, DNA Force Plus, Bodies, Ultra 12, and others that have been sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off for the 4th of July. We're running a special. I want to encourage you to get these products because they have enriched my life so much. I know they'll enrich your life. And regardless, it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar. The only way we fail is when you don't take action. I don't need to tell you that. You already took action. And I salute and thank you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Trouble, but let me just announce this. Everybody out there, listeners that have been tuning in for over 20 years know I'll give you bad news when there's bad news, and there's plenty of it because I believe in getting the bad news out so we can make preparation for it and tackle it and take it head on. But let me just tell the minions of the New World Order that are kind of in the management class but really think they're going to win. You've already lost, and everything you're doing is a rear guard action, and you that have served the evil are going to be hung out to dry. Now, understand, spiritually, you hate God and you hate freedom, so you joined evil because you like it. But I just want you and your useful idiot followers to know you've already lost. The entire world is waking up to the fact that China treats people like worse than garbage and that China is the most evil country with the most evil regime the planet's ever seen by light years. I mean, it makes Hitler and Stalin and Lenin look like amateurs, okay? Over 100 million of their own people killed. Experimentation, genetic engineering, no Hollywood movie could even imagine it. It is absolutely godless, complete evil. And their tentacles are in everything. Total globalist funding, the globalists set them up. So it's mega banks, the Hollywood trash, allied with the radical Muslims, who then deploy Islam against Europe, but do not allow any Muslims in China. Muslims live in death camps. By the way, you teach homosexuality in school, they execute you in China, because they've already captured China. The globalists have it as an engine. They want it healthy and big and evil and powerful. They don't have any of that drag queen story time. They don't have any of that. They catch you pedophilia, they kill your ass. Because people are robots that are meant to carry out the takeover of the planet. They don't want malfunctioning robots. Their social credit scores are to work 18 hours a day and do as you're told. Our social credit score is to teach your five-year-old to suck cock. And I'm sorry to use French like that, but that's what they're teaching your five-year-olds right now. Everything China finances through Hollywood that they almost completely own now, on record, is race war, sexualization of children, everything immoral, everything that destroys traditionalism, war on Christianity. Because over there, they blow up churches. Almost every movie you watch is funded by the Chinese government. It even says it in the credits. I've seen 5 films the last few years about NASA in the future, and NASA in all 5 films can't get a rocket to Mars or the moon, so China gives us the rocket when they stole our rocket technology and can't even get their ICBMs to work. And again, that's just an example of every movie, China has missiles, we don't. We had to go to the Russians for their heavy lifters because they destroyed the Saturn rocket designs that were superior to the Russians. Now we have the Falcon Heavy that's better than any of them. The point is that they're undermining us, they're demoralizing us, and that's just one example that in 5 movies, I had to hear how China teaches us how to have running water and wipe our asses. It's disgusting. And, you know, I didn't know how to start the show today. I was going to come in here and try to be calm. Coming up, I'm going to get to this. I saw 3 videos yesterday in Illinois, New York, and Utah. And now it's so commonplace, I even forgot to send the clips to the crew. We'll see if they can find them. Of people driving down roads and just 50 people run out and start jumping in front of your car. And then they start shooting into your car. And people have died now. And people are in comas now. And it doesn't even make national news. And you know what it is? If you're a white man driving a big truck, that's what they've said on Reddit and everywhere you go after. Go read it. That's why yesterday morning I'm in a red light and I hear, F you, F you, F you. The guy's got his window down. And I look over him. He's a Hispanic guy with 2 white women. He's describing who's in the car. 2 middle-aged Karens. And one lady in the back's flipping me off. He's flipping me off. And I go, do you know who I am? Do you hate me? And he goes, no. I was asking, I thought, would you hate some Alex Jones? He goes, no, get your effing mask on. And I went, COVID-19's a hoax. It's come out that they're counting all the regular deaths, you know, in there. And by the way, he rolls his window up. And the woman driving panics and puts it in reverse and backs it into the car behind her. So the light turns green. I drive off, and they're just still back there acting like complete maniacs. 30 seconds later when I get on the highway, there's just crazy people. But I was a white guy in a big truck. I'm lucky he didn't shoot me in the head. But it's mainly weird white crazy people that are out there to show everybody how good they are. And then they're shooting up white people's cars. Imagine you're driving down the road 20 miles an hour. This latest footage in Utah is amazing. And just all of a sudden, 50 people just run out in front of you and start shooting at you. Largely peaceful protest. So this is the premeditated total assault on reality, total assault on our country. And this is modern warfare. And we have to stop bowing to the left. We have to stop groveling to them because here's the deal. If you go look at the numbers and the statistics of even Obama's YouTube channel or Eric Swalwell's YouTube channel, no one visits them now. No one likes them. No one reads their books. Everyone is sick of them. That's why they're trying to shut the economy down. That's why they're power grabbing now. That's why they're doing all this now, because they know they've lost. And so they're just hoping to get all their minions to go crazy and terrorize everyone into capitulating. Here's the most important point. They've got all the big corporations up there, no matter how ridiculous the demands are, doing it because they're the ones running it. And that's why you get Republican senators that go, oh, I agree. We need to defund the police and we need Black Lives Matter's good when it's a communist organization run by Planned Parenthood. To literally target black people. It's keep your friends close, enemies closer. And all these people think if you capitulate and fall down before the big corporations and fall down before the left and just do whatever they say that you'll be liked or you'll be taken care of. And it's the opposite. All this groveling and all this bowing down to these people has gotten us here now, where I have a stack of articles we're going to go over. Well, you see it all over the news where they're canceled 4th of July in Austin, canceled 4th of July in Chicago. Canceled it in California. Governor Newsom says, if you're out of the beach, you're being arrested. Miami, you're out of the beach. There's no fireworks. Well, guess what? I just had my assistant go out and buy $500 worth. I usually buy $100 worth. Maybe I'm going to go buy $1,000 worth. Hell, I don't usually even shoot them off the city. I go out in the county. I'm going to shoot them off the city. Go to hell. I might go downtown and shoot some off. Because it's a symbol of these leftists trying to dominate us, and they can piss up a rope. I'm sick of their crap. I've got American flags all over everything now because they don't like it. Unbelievable. Here's the good news, though. The world's waking up to them. The world's standing up to the Chi-Coms and the globalists. And so even if America's soft and weak and wants to take it up the ass, the rest of the world doesn't want to take Chi-Com globalism. So we're going to make it through this one way or the other.
Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at band.video. Get it out and expose the hoax.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Good old Steve Voss, who had been playing this on air for almost 20 years. He railed against the crown.
From Nazareth he came with ragtag bands to bring a revolution. Some would make him king.
Others wouldn't stand for that.
Couldn't stand for that.
Cross.
The solution.
Was a solution. But he rose again.
But he rose again. Wise men follow him. But he rose again.
Wise men follow him.
Wise men follow him.
We already had our revolution against Satan. We've already won. This is all a failed counter-revolution by Satan and his pathetic slaves. Without the renegades, Lord knows where we'd be.
Lord knows where
when it comes to heroes. Renegades are mine. You're my heroes, listeners and viewers, for your action. The fact you're even tuned in and care. Realize how important that is? You're the seeds of the future and victory. Another part of the song. Listen to this. Another ragtag band.
Another ragtag band. Declaring independence.
They had skills. They had leadership. They weren't zombies.
Laid their bodies down.
In a bloody war.
On a bloody war.
For liberty. For their descendants.
Liberty.
Almost run that gas tank out, but they did.
Thanks to
they beat the King of England. They beat the old slave masters. Were they themselves what they'd just beaten? Yes. But they recognized it and turned the tide against it. China has slaves right now. And they finance all day telling us how we suck. When it's the West that turned the tide. When it was Christianity that freed the world. And now the Satanists and their armies are launching their attack against our republic. When it comes to heroes, Americans are mine. Have we been fallen? Have we been decadent with our great wealth? Have we betrayed the birthright we were given? Yes! But like the prodigal son, we're coming back. And it's the idea of that flag. Forged in the beginning of the war. Designed at the literal hands of George Washington. That they are now attacking because it's powerful and they know it!
Where are the renegades
in the world today? We're going to rediscover America stronger than ever. We're going to face the AI wars. And billions are going to die in the future. But in the end, Christ wins. And America's destiny is strong. Far ahead of their time. Without the renegades. Lord knows where we'd be. When it comes to heroes. Renegades are mine. Not the Hollywood trash. Not the globalist. Renegades. They come in every shape, color, and size. We all got red blood. They all got a spirit that loves God. We are the renegades. We are not the establishment. All the banks, all the big corporations, all the big, powerful, corrupt, authoritarian regimes waging war on America right now and our president and our families. A corporate woke mob of tyrants that think we're weak. And use the fact that we want an open society against us to tell us we should bow to them because we're bad. This isn't the 4th of July where they cancel the 4th of July. This isn't the 2020 portal in which the New World Order wins. This is the time where they have laid the seeds of their final undoing and destruction. Bill Gates isn't winning, he's losing. He's universally reviled now and known as a eugenicist bioweapons operator. Fauci, all of them. And all over the world, suddenly the whole globalist Chi-Com future is unraveled completely, and they're turning against them. And so China's tried to exert control over the Indians. They tried to exert control over the Aussies and countless others, over the Vietnamese, and there has been an explosive resistance. So, yeah, do we overdo the American flag and pride in it? Well, I used to think so. And bad things have been done in its image, of course. What it symbolizes, our republic and this blue sky of God's heavens and the blood of those that fought and died for the nation and the white for the bandages that sealed the wounds, forged in blood, purified by God, staring into the heavens of the future of the Space Force, spacefaring people, the vision, a pro-human future, not an anti-human future. Then when you realize they want to take it and they want to replace it with something pure evil designed to enslave that doesn't believe in humanity. And it is the paradox. With great wealth and great freedom comes great corruption. And that's the paradox we're in. But what it's being replaced with is a trillion times worse. So Lee Greenwald, of course, has this famous song about proud to be an American. And the left demonizes it and they hate it. And it could come off as cheesy until you realize that it's a song about unification and freedom and that what we have is so good and so inspired by God. when compared to the communist Chinese, which is purely inspired by Satan. And so with this 4th of July coming up, I know, I don't believe that if we take action and speak up and are strong, this will be the end of the New World Order in the future. But these victories in these battles now will cascade and chain reaction into the future and destroy the New World Order. And instead of us being demoralized, this is where we rediscover who we are and why we're under attack. So here is, proud to be an American with this 4th of July coming up, in the face of the Chi-Coms and the enemies and the globalists and those that want to break our will. You've not broken our will. You've only awakened us.
An American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
And when we come back, I'm going to play the full song because it's all about unification here, but I just had time to play that shorter clip there. Please remember, the enemy wants to shut us down, and all I want to do is stay in this fight. So we bring you great products that you and your family already need. And with all the uncertainty and all the insanity going on this planet right now, having high-quality, storable food that lasts 25 years, that's contained in high-quality containers, that's very easy to hide, very easy to move, is essential. We have the best, highest-quality, storable food for the price you're going to pay. You can pay five times that and get stuff that's even better and gourmet. But a lot of this stuff's super delicious. The rest of it's pretty decent. The thing is, it's quality. It's what I have for my family. I have a lot of it. I'm buying even more of it right now. It's now, they really told me it's 3 weeks for delivery. They said say 4 weeks just in case. Under promise, over deliver. But we have the whole catalog of My Patriot Supply. They're in our back end. They take the orders. It gets out to you. And it funds our operation. But it's something you really need. And before all the craziness of the future comes, it's just going to get crazier. But that's okay. It's going to test us. And we're going to wake up. And people that have been sloth-like and following globalism are going to realize that it's betrayed them. But crazy times are coming. Insane times are what we face right now. And storable food is something you should check off the box. If you don't have firearms, don't have ammo, don't know how to use them, go out and get a shotgun, get a rifle, get a handgun, go get some training. It's very inexpensive. You need to learn how to defend yourself as well. I don't sell guns. I'm just saying that's something else you need. InfoWarsStore.com. We have store-wide free shipping right now. Double Patriot points for the 4th of July. Big sale that's going on. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is the latest that we have, along with Lung Cleanse, 50% off, Vaso Beats, Body Ease, DNA Force, Winter Sun, Ultra 12, all 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We'll be right back. Please stay with us. What can I say to the viewers and listeners? Thank you for supporting us. You've done a great job. We've done amazing things together. The war is now out in the open. You can see that InfoWars world vision of who the globalists are and who we are has been very, very accurate. We're not just some little Hollywood New World Order rabbit trail trying to distract humanity. We're the zeitgeist and the spirit of liberty together in a symbiotic relationship that believes in humanity. And we're willing to face the true horror of the New World Order. But if we do not support the actual transmission center that's getting the messages out from the guest, the callers, the host, we will fail. I'm stating the obvious here. I just want to thank you on July 4th, 2020, for your support. No matter what color you are or where you came from, if you love human liberty and freedom, we're brothers and sisters together, and I salute and thank you all. Now share those links at band.video and crush the globalist murderers. As we enter the critical month of July, it is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months.
My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all. Thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once-a-year mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Remember on this 4th of July, the communist Chinese government's working with organized crime in the United States. They're shipping enough fentanyl every month to kill the entire country if they all took it in one dose at one time. Remember that the left in Hollywood's owned by the Chi-Coms. Remember that they are the mortal enemies of you and your future. And that all these useful idiot morons that go along with it aren't even getting power from it. They are complete idiots. I want to free the communist Chinese population. They're good people. But the globalists have set them up to bring us down, and it's not going the way they want it. So don't just think it's all up to Trump or all up to us. I'm seeing spectacular global alignment against China. Even the EU now knows which way the wind's blowing and is now going against China. Because China is authoritarian. They break all their deals. It's completely out of control. And even Soros, who's been heavily involved with them, is now betting against them because he knows. That's why all these billionaires that are globalists have been buying armored redoubts and emergency, you know, secret runways and all the rest of it. And they're already in their bunkers now. I told you that years ago. Now it's confirmed because they're losing. So I want all the losers that work for the Chi-Coms and the globalists and the big banks to know something. You may be trying to maneuver us into debt and bankruptcy and saying the dollar is going to die and you're going to break up the family and you're going to overthrow all the police departments. You've given us a good run for our money, but in the end, you're going to lose. I was watching Harrison Smith yesterday afternoon in my office when he was filling in for Owen Schroyer, who took some time off on his birthday to go see his family in St. Louis. And they had Jim Hoft on from the Gateway Pundit. He was there. And they have statues of Catholic saints that are just old. So St. Louis, there's a statue of St. Louis. They want to pull the St. Louis down, the statue of the Saint, St. Louis. And there's video of just beating up old Catholic people. And the media is all there and cover it up. And Harrison made the point that as soon as he saw that couple a few days ago in St. Louis, who it turns out had bought a museum home that was all dilapidated, you basically get them for free if you agree with historical societies to fix them all up. That couple's mainly Democrat. They confirmed Tucker Carlson. But they see 500 people break down their gate, come into their private yard. I mean, anybody who has a brain knows they burn stuff down in St. Louis, you get your gun. But the media's like white people on their porch. On a public street, wasn't a public street. It was a museum home. And then now the videos are out of them threatening to kill him when he first came out and said, hey, what are you doing? Oh, we're going to kill you. So then he runs in and gets his gun. But the media still says, look at white supremacist here. He's a Democrat lawyer. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's where this is. That's the level of deception. That's also in St. Louis. And so Harrison was talking about this, and I thought the same thing the day before, but never said it on air. The minute he saw that happen and he saw the district attorney in St. Louis say, we're going to prosecute these evil white people. This is racism. He went, let me Google her name. Turns out she was 90% funded by George Soros and only takes 23% of prosecutions that police refer, and it's all white-on-black crime. She will not prosecute a black person who commits a crime against anybody, a black person, a white person. That's communism, and he's gotten 500-plus district attorneys and county attorneys elected in the last 2 years. So Bloomberg's doing it, too, and it's a criminal takeover. And it's a revolution, then, when you go, hey, attack the whites, we're not going to prosecute you. What the hell is this? And now they're at Democrat lawyers' houses trying to burn it down, saying, we're going to kill you and your wife. So he runs in and gets a gun. And they're going to prosecute this guy. So think about where we are, ladies and gentlemen, because major universities are now saying you must accept Black Lives Matter, sign a pledge, and go to training, re-education training, if you're white, to go to the school. This is cult, absolute cult. We're going to live in bubbles. We're going to take forced inoculations. They're just getting you used to total freakishness because that's what this is, folks. And it's all financed by the Chinese communists who are the most racist people the planet ever saw and who have 3 million people in death camps. So let that sink into your brain real good. You don't do what you're told over there, you're dead. We got a bunch of spoiled, rotten brats running around here thinking that, you know, pissing on America's cool because the media told them when the media is foreign owned. They have a name for it. It's called suckers, smucks, useful idiots, morons, quislings, dumbasses. They're fools, but they've been taught that's how you get ahead. And Katie barred the door. They ever get control of the police like they've done in cities like St. Louis. They don't have control of the police, but they got control of the prosecutor. And it's open season to kill cops, you name it. And that's meant to run the good cops off so they put their politicos in, and that's where this is going. Thank God we got a Second Amendment. Thank God we've been preparing for decades to repulse this because we're going to win, but it's going to be rough. Remember, they're telling you you can't have 4th of July. Well, here's proud to be an American because it's like nails on a chalkboard to the left. Here it is.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud
the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Yeah, America's got its problems. But the American system is the opposite of the globalist, anti-God, anti-human system. And if they're able to remove the American system, there's nothing to compete against evil. It's going to take over. And so think about that long and hard. Think about the communist Chinese and what they're doing, what they've done to their people. They've organized total enslavement, total conformity, the opposite of freedom. And we're being told by the Washington Post and the New York Times that they, quote, hope China can crush Trump to save America. They have just put treason out in the open like it's cute, like it's funny. And I can tell you, we're in a lot greater peril than we were in World War II against Hitler. Hitler was manipulated by British intelligence. He could have been taken out pretty much any time they wanted to. It was very sophisticated. He was a bad dude. But Xi Jinping, the globalists aren't in control of communist China like they were in control of Hitler. That's much more sophisticated, and they've double-crossed everybody, and now the war is on. And all these fools aren't siding with the Republic. They have no idea how much danger they're in. Hour number two is straight ahead. If you believe in the future and you don't want to be a slave, tell folks to tune in now. It's an info war.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Body's really strong extract of turmeric formula. It's been sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for your cells. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high quality vitamin D3. Taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Shield X2. Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all for this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund hardcore truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all.
Father of black teen killed in CHOP calls for National Guard to clear autonomous zone. Article by Kellen McBreen. The father of a 19-year-old boy who was shot and killed in Seattle's CHOP last week is speaking out against the lawless no-cop zone.
At about 3 o'clock this Monday morning, shots were fired at a Jeep Cherokee, killing a 16-year-old male, badly injuring a 14-year-old.
Two other teens have been shot this week, and many citizens are saying it's time to shut down the experimental occupied area. Horace Lorenzo Anderson spoke with KIRO Seattle in an emotional interview following his son's death.
I ain't been sleeping. You see my eyes? I've been crying. I'm trying not to cry on TV. This doesn't look like a protest to me no more. That looks like they just took over and said we can take over whenever we want to.
Anderson also said the National Guard should be deployed to break up the violent autonomous zone. I'm Millie Weaver reporting.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This morning I got up at about 4:30 a.m. and I went down and had some coffee and I prayed silently for about 30 minutes. And I just asked God, I said, please just take the weight off. I'll fight just as hard, but just I'm constantly mad at myself for not doing enough, thinking the enemy's winning. And then I went for a hike and really felt God's presence as strong as I've ever felt it. Incredible determination. And in that mind space, my brain worked so much better. I had peace and I was strong. I wasn't getting angry. I wasn't getting nauseated with disgust of the globalists. My brain wasn't racing. It was clear. And by the time I got on air and read a bunch of articles and had stress and stuff, I lost a lot of that, but that's okay. It's why we're not God. We're not perfect. We've got to like try to get back to that quiet place the Most High King David talked about. And I just really want to impress upon everybody today that the biggest thing you can do is just turn it over to God. And that doesn't mean like these fake churches go, oh, praise God, we're all getting microchips. That means Jesus is coming back, nothing to worry about. You need to go out and fight the tyrants, but you cannot sit there and beat your brains out thinking that you've got to have the strength to do it. You ask God for the strength, and all of a sudden you'll have the strength. But God does act through us. And I know the listeners know that and understand it. My biggest problem really is the fact that I know why people tune out of this stuff. Because you're either totally obsessed with it or I want to just never look at it again. Here's the deal, though. They're not letting you leave your house. They're not letting you take a mask off. They're trying to put you in pods. They want to come teach your kids all this evil, perverted pedophile crap. They're not going to leave you alone, okay? And instead of fantasizing about bashing people's brains in, let's just take focused, measured, godly action against them. And look, I'm the first person to be a hypocrite. Because I don't control what I say. I try to. When I talk about what they teach our children in school, I shouldn't even have said that on air. But there's the paradox that that's what they teach our children. So if you're pissed at what I said on air, I'm pissed at me too. I didn't used to be like that. I'm telling you what they teach kids. And so if adult radio shows shouldn't say something, why the hell should five-year-olds be taught that? We have two extremely important reports coming up next segment. Darren McBreen is a great researcher and video editor, and he always knocks it out of the park. But this is really a disgusting grand slam. And he could have made it longer, but he made it 4 minutes long so it could fit during the ad breaks. We're going to air it to the full radio and TV audience because a lot of stations don't carry the video feed. And it's got a really nice headline. It's on the front page of Band.Video. It needs to get out to people. Black Lives Matter exposes white privilege. And, of course, it's really the opposite. And it ties into all the shootings now where people just run out and try to stop your car and then shoot you in the head, and then it's not even a news item. Because whether it was George Floyd dying wrongly or an old black guy dying or an old white guy or whoever, it's still all wrong. But the media cherry picks, and they really are the enemy of the people because they're owned by foreign banks and authoritarian governments. So, of course, they're cold-blooded. And they operate and attack this country with impunity. So it's had 120-something thousand views, which is great for an independent video site, but, man, does it need a couple million. So is the other big report that's up on the site where the state of Texas confirms the feds are inflating COVID-19 numbers at least 16 times what they are. And then I got sent articles by listeners where it's admitted. It's actually in news articles. Oh, by the way, they're counting probable cases. And then you look at probable. They call it COVID if someone has a runny nose without a test. And then without even testing people or even having runny noses, 15 are at it. That's 16. I mean, and they're just like, yeah, it's a fraud. We're going to do it. And that's the way it is. The only way we lose is getting used to this tyranny and just accepting it. That's what they're trying to overwhelm us right now. Don't get used to it. Don't adapt by submitting. Overcome it. And shout it out and go to your county commissioners, your city council, and your state houses and call Congress and just letters to the editor. Just expose the fraud.
Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at Banned on Video. Get it out and expose the hoax.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I have a dream today. Little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today.
And I live together in perfect harmony, side by side on my piano keyboard.
They're beating her up.
Why don't we? We all know that people are what we need to survive together alive.
Oh, she in a freezer.
We live together in perfect harmony, side by side on my piano.
Foreign government.
Oh, look at that. It's terrible. This is attempted murder.
Are openly financing and greenlighting attacks on white people because they're white. Academics at Harvard, Yale, the New York Times, they're all saying whiteness is inherently evil and whites are bad because of the color of their skin. Absolute, total inversion of reality. This is gang warfare. And just like you had Crips and Bloods killing each other over red or blue, well, this is saying kill each other over white or black. And they're just hoping more people get shot and killed. It's a questionable circumstance. So that the real race war kicks off. We could have hours and hours with black people, but we'll start hip hop beating up black people for no reason. And then if a white person fights back, it'll be on the national news saying it's wrong. This is truly evil. They know exactly what they're doing. And it's very bad for not just white people, but black people as well, because most black people are not like this.
Who dragged a poor white guy out of a car and beat him?
Oh my goodness, poor white people, please, oh my, stop.
By the way, newspaper reporters that report that it's 10-1 black on white crime, that's a fact, get fired. Same thing in Europe. You talk about Muslim crime.
Toilet. He's also seen being kicked, choked, cut, and cursed. All of it streamed live on Facebook.
Say hello, black people. Hello, black
people. See, it had nothing to do with slavery. It's still going on in Africa, but because you're white, you get beat up. You kill.
I have a dream. My four little children one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
And now the average liberal leftist conservative doesn't want to be called racist. So they sign on to the opposite of what Martin Luther King talked about and the whole Christian system. So whites are under attack, and it's intended to make whites become racial and go into their racial group at one level. Other whites will then join and do whatever they're told and flagellate themselves with bull whips. They'll go to re-education centers. They will give money to random black people because they're bad. And that's just giving into this lie, this idea that because some white people sometime in history did something wrong to somebody else, that now you're all guilty. Because your grandpa robbed a bank, you're going to jail. Because your mother didn't pay her taxes, you're going to lose your house. What does that even mean? And crazy brainwashed black people going out and having whites bow down to them. Yeah, back this up. Let's play the audio with this. I mean, there's hours of this, folks. This is not isolated stuff.
Give my hand.
So now, the first thing you got to do to show your deed that you are sorry for what has happened to our people, you gotta bow down. These are the real prophets of the Lord right here. You should be on your knees. That was a commandment. Ain't nobody move.
Amen.
Amen.
No sweat. No sweat. Hey, leave. That's right. That's the first thing you gotta do. Hey. Give him a hand.
Love cucking.
That's the first part.
You think this guy's gonna found a country?
Here's where it gets tricky.
There's a forest fire coming your way. You can call this guy. You call any of these people?
You understand?
You see it. Once you get on your knees, now it's on the belly.
Up the dust of thy feet. Now, I'm not asking you to lick the dust from my feet. I'm only asking you to kiss my boot. That's it.
Hey, man, I got you.
And notice this is exactly what the left now officially does. Remember, this was 6 months ago. People are like, oh, that'll never happen. Now at universities, you officially get on your belly and kiss black people's boots.
Here it is, right here. There you go. This is the white man. Get these white women and get these white people a hand, man. Keep on coming.
These are good white people.
Keep on coming. Keep on coming, Mr. White Man. Keep on going. Keep on going, man.
Now, let's roll some of the footage in Colorado and in Utah and New York. Pitch whatever ones you guys have got at hand. There's dozens of these now. People getting shot in the head, shot. You're just driving down the road and 30, 40 people run out, most of them meth head white people or academics, and then they start shooting your ass because you're white. And let me tell you, if you're in a truck, a big truck, it's happened to me in Austin now, and you're white, well, you're the bad guy. You've got the virtue signaling white guys in their anti outfits in Provo, Utah, shooting into the vehicle. It's a local news story. Well, he deserved it. I mean, he tried to run him over. Show the whole video. He's driving down the road. People just run out in front of your car and shoot at you. And the media's like, well, he's a bad person. I mean, he is white. Imagine people trying to surround your car, trying to get in your car so you drive past them. And of course, he didn't even try to get through them till they start shooting at him. Here, let's stop. Back that up again. He stops. And the guy right there starts shooting at him, so he drives off. That's how desperate they are to get another Charlottesville. And I said about Charlottesville, they sent a bunch of Hillary operatives and liberals and leftists there, had the police kettle the crowds together, including media just covering it, hoping somebody got hurt, and one lady got run over and died of a heart attack. And I said, they put two crowds together. Soros funded it to explode. They sued me, still are, the University of Georgetown, owned by the Vatican. The Vatican's suing me. Not against Catholics, but I'm against the devil pope they've got. And I'm still in court fighting them. And they said that I said that they killed the woman. I didn't say Soros or his people killed him. I said they went to had this big clash and knowing that they'd have some trouble, which is what you're seeing right there. is people running out, trying to block cars, trying to get somebody run over. And in almost every case, the media says, oh, they tried to run over innocent people. Just like, oh, it was a public street. And these evil white people, the Washington Post said, came out of their house with a gun for no reason because they saw black people. Yeah, here's this video. They shot this guy in the head. Is this the one in Colorado? He died, by the way. Another fella is on life support. So, you know, they just kill you. You know, you're driving down the road, go pick your kids up at school or home from work, and just a bunch of white yuppies wanting to virtue signal run out. And because it's the white folks shooting people in the head, except they did have that case in Kentucky. Another one in Virginia, where it's gang warfare at these parks that have been taken over. It turns out it was Hispanic on Hispanic, black on black. But the media all said white supremacists are out just shooting people in the head. And the public hears that and believes that. I've been on major hip-hop podcasts and stuff, and they'll tell me, well, Alex, there is an epidemic of whites killing blacks. And I'm like, actually, that's not true. And they'll go, well, that's that racism there, Alex. This is insane. You know who kills 94% of black people? Black people. You understand that? Now, you know who shoots people in the head at these Black Lives Matter events? White people. Unless you're black. Blacks are killing blacks. Whites are killing whites. Again, it's the way this stuff works. We'll be right back.
Just happened on Tuesday morning driving into work about to break the big Roger Stone news and the big COVID-19 hoax news. And I'm at a red light at the corner of Brody and 290, and an old Mercedes pulls up next to me, and a Hispanic man and two white women start flipping me off, and I thought they recognized who I was. So I rolled down my window, and I said, what, COVID-19's a hoax? And they were going, F you, F you, F you, F you, F you. And I said, is that your IQ? One finger? So they got put up two fingers. I said, oh, it's 11. And I was like, do you know who I am? They're like shaking their heads. They go, wear your mask. Wear your mask. And they're pointing at the mask. So I guess Joy Behar, when she says she goes around and does this with her husband, this is a thing, man. Their cult is going crazy. They're control freaks. They're attacking language, borders, everything, because they all bet on leftist garbage and it hasn't delivered to them. So they're totally going completely insane. This is crazy.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
The 4th of July, 2020. We are here, and despite all the globalist attacks, you, the viewers and listeners of this transmission, have supported us by prayer, by word of mouth, and by buying the products, and you have done all of this. So when you look at the huge effect InfoWars has had, I want you to understand that it's because of what you have done. And myself and the whole crew salute you on this July 4th, 2020. We've got a lot of our best-selling products that were sold out, DNA Force Plus, Bodies, Ultra 12, and others that have been sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off for the 4th of July. We're running this special. I want to encourage you to get these products because they have enriched my life so much. I know they'll enrich your life. And regardless, it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar. The only way we fail is when you don't take action. I don't need to tell you that. You already took action. And I salute and thank you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, here's our new single record from Highwayman 2 album, Silver Stallion.
And that's Johnny Cash from the grave, eternal Silver Stallion. I'm gonna find me.
I'm gonna steal me a silver stallion.
And teach him he can trust me like a brother.
Teach him he can trust me like a brother.
And then one day we're going to saddle up.
One day we'll saddle up and ride.
And we're going to ride.
And we're going to ride.
All right, I want to...
We're going to ride.
I want to get to this very important report. And I don't cover this report because it's about us. It's about treason. It's about treachery. It's about criminal activity. And it's about useful idiots that don't even know what they're part of. Reddit has now been total bought out by the communist Chinese of $500 million. One payment was $300 million alone. That's in mainstream news. But imagine we go out and show Antifa a few weeks ago burning down a homeless camp. And they say on Reddit, that's where it started, that we, and on Twitter, that we burned it down, even though it wasn't true. Can I have another headshot, please? Thanks. Then the Austin American Statesman comes out and talks about how we had a protest against the mask and how COVID-19 is an overblown hoax. And Reddit has a big promoted piece where they write an article. And it says, Jones showed up, his son gave a fake canned speech, Jones is fake, and he had fake bullet holes in his armored vehicle. Well, 2 weeks before, the vehicle was attacked by idiots with hammers and the rest of it, trying to block us and trying to take the vehicle over, even though inside were a bunch of highly trained, you know, Silver Star winners and folks they wouldn't actually want to get in a fight with. But that's the type of stuff that we're dealing with here, ladies and gentlemen, because they know this is a lie. But remember, this is Chinese owned. So here is the special report. It's being posted to Band.Video. I hope you share it because it's not about InfoWars. It's about systematic fraud. We show Antifa burning down a homeless camp. We did it. We get attacked by Antifa. We fake bullet holes in the vehicle. And even when people on Reddit said, hey, here's video, they would delete those Reddit posts. People say, no, actually got attacked. Because they don't want the truth. They want fraud. Just like when they try to attack me in the chicken place and say, we're going to kill you. I try to leave. They're waiting at the door. They turn their cameras on. They edit the tape. Then the media, Reddit says, I attack them. They're murderers of truth from the top to the bottom. They love it. They know they're wrong. They know they're evil. Alex Jones leads anti-mass protest at Capitol, and then there's this sickening article about how it's all a fraud and how my son gave a canned speech. Ha! I guess you guys got to get your orders, right? Everything's canned with you, not with us, buddy boy. 2.0 is going to be better than the original. I saw him there and said, get up here and give a speech. He gave an amazing speech, and it was powerful, so you said it had to be rehearsed because you suck, because you don't have a spirit of truth in you, you lying Chi-Com spy scum. Here it is.
Well, Reddit has come out with an article accusing yours truly of faking bullet holes in our armored vehicle. The truth is, it was all caught on video and was another giant Reddit post and was all over the internet and made national news a few weeks ago when Black Lives Matter / Antifa brutally attacked our vehicle with a hammer and with a whole bunch of other objects. It's all on video and we're going to show it to you right now. They know that these aren't bullet holes and that these are hammer attack points, but they put it in a story claiming that I'm a fraud when in truth, they are the ones that are frauds and are actually owned by the communist Chinese. What I'm about to break down is a very important case of communist Chinese espionage right here in the United States. And it deals with Reddit that has been quietly bought out in a series of payments totaling hundreds of millions of dollars in the last year and a half. Now, the Justice Department is looking at Reddit, I can exclusively tell you, and at other media companies that are heavily invested in or covertly owned by communist China. So that's the most important part of the story, and I'll get to that in a moment. But first, let's zoom in to the propaganda at Reddit. It's banned the Donald site, one of Trump's biggest fan sites. It's banned thousands of other subreddits that were some of the most popular areas that got our populist president elected. And every story now that is in Reddit is tailored by propagandists to be anti-American and incredibly deceptive. So let me just give you one example of what happened to InfoWars this weekend. The post has had hundreds of thousands of views, hundreds and hundreds of posters. It links the Austin American Statesman story about how I went down this last Sunday and protested the mandatory mass garbage at the state capitol. And it says, out of the gates, Jones is a fraud. Jones is a fake. He has fake bullet holes in the armored glass of his armored truck. His son had a canned speech and is fake. And it was all a photo op for Jones. And that's the message they put out. Alex Jones is fake. Trump is fake. America's fake. And if you look at the Reddit post about nationalists, conservatives, populists, it's all demonizing people saying they're frauds, saying the president is a fraud. And since the Chinese covertly bought Reddit a year ago, all of these characteristics are there in every story. They're given talking points about how they're supposed to attack loyal Americans. And it's truly disgusting. When you read the so-called article, it is a tissue of lies and fraud. That is just a microcosm. Australia has now passed a law to not let communist Chinese companies buy up their media and their industry because they were trying to take control of the country. Same thing just happened in India. They've now passed laws where the Chinese can't come in and buy up their media or other critical infrastructure. And I can tell you the Justice Department is looking at this right now. I told you a year before it happened that the Confucius Institutes, billions a year funded by the communist Chinese, were buying off the university faculty. Now they've been outlawed. And I'm telling you next, Reddit could very easily see the FBI raid them and get into their files, because the evidence is already known that communist Chinese government itself, through a sub-company, is directing Reddit. So this is an example of the espionage against the American people and the propaganda against our nation. Of the big six Hollywood production companies, four are totally controlled and owned by the communist Chinese. The other two are partially. And even subgroups like American Bandstand, they tried to buy, but Trump blocked that. So they've bought up thousands of media companies, ladies and gentlemen, and they are pushing the race war narrative in this country. Now, a lot of the people that hosted Reddit, they're not even paid to do it, but they are allowed to promote their own agenda if they go along with the anti-American agenda. And so this is where they are basically engaging in Benedict Arnold-type activity. But we already know the Democrats have openly said no borders, no walls, no USA at all.
All right, we just finished this report. There's a little more of it. I'm going to get it posted to band.video. I'm not sure the headline I'm going to give it yet. Basically, Communist China buys Reddit, reportedly under criminal investigation for espionage. But, you know, Reddit caught framing Americans for communist Chinese. I mean, it's I'm going to get it up there at band.video soon. You can see the rest of it and hopefully share it. But that's just an example. No, I didn't burn down a homeless camp. No, I didn't shoot fake bullet holes in my thing. This is the scum. But they're directed by a foreign government. Remember that. That's who these people are. Stay with us.
When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call into the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response, you order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July. And Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one stronger. We don't know about it, or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. And fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. I salute and thank you all.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I just I'll be wanting to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tuba Force have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Not taking calls today. I got a big guest coming up next hour. He's the pastor that, you know, said we're going to open our church back up, and it triggered a chain reaction. Well, he's got a book out. He's got a lot to say, so that's coming up. I want to just hit a whole bunch of news articles here, but I want to talk about something really important here. We're facing a criminal conspiracy. And it is the fantasticness of it that gives it strength and that gives it weakness. Because you don't cook up conspiracies. You don't cook up plots. I know I don't. I just straight shoot. I don't even look at recipe books. I just start grabbing food out of the refrigerator, whatever I want, just chop it all up. The dinner is great. But see, with the globalist, they think everything out because they get off on it. That's how criminal brains operate. A lot of highly intelligent people operate that way too, but it turns into OCD and is very destructive. So not everybody that thinks stuff out is bad, but criminals, it's known, especially high functioning ones, they think it out. At least they think they do. And so because you're not scheming up all this stuff and because you're not doing all these horrible things, you just keep thinking, well, this can't be true. Well, now it's all out in the open. When I sit back and I look at how the Rockefeller Foundation and the UN and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation on record schemed out every angle of this COVID-19 and the fraud and the forced inoculations, but first lock us down for a couple years of mask and on and off again lockdowns. I mean, they said it all 10 years ago in the Rockefeller lockstep program that got adopted and wargamed and implemented in November of last year, and of course it's now come out that COVID-19 is being found in samples from 3 years ago, not just last year. It's all a giant scam, folks. But by the time it comes out, we've just moved on because we muddle through things. It's a defense mechanism. It's how we can put up with tragedy and, you know, dad got eaten by a saber-toothed cat yesterday. We got to move on. But to watch Gates now, because I could totally predict everything because I wasn't predicting any of it. I was reading Lockstep, and I was reading all their other statements about this for years before they even pulled it. And they said, the first event, we should just use something and create fear to make sure during a real lockdown or a real pandemic, everyone behaves. And then once that's happened, we can move forward with big pandemics. They don't even hide. They're doing it. Because at that level of academics, they have to have it all in white papers that are public because that makes all the minions that are in on it feel confident because it's been publicly shown to everyone. But again, the average person's watching Monday Night Football. They're not reading Lockstep. They're not reading Event 201. So that's what's so sick about this. And that's what drives me crazy. Is I told you 6 months ago, I said, they'll claim there's other more deadly mutations later. Then they're going to habitualize fear over the common flu. They're going to, it's never going to end. Gates will now say this is event 201 and that event 202 will be much deadlier. And then a month later, he came out on TV and said exactly that. Because when you read the drills, they're not drills. They're action plans. Like in football, the New England Patriots or the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Washington Redskins, I'm doing East Coast, or the Dallas Cowboys, Seattle Seahawks, you know, they call it drills when they go out and they have a practice. They go, let's run drills. But the drills are what they're going to run during the game. And I'm sitting here reading the damn game plan. I got the playbook. And it doesn't mean a damn thing. But I want Fauci and Gates and all you guys to know something. I know you want to depopulate the earth and you're the saviors and all the rest of that. I've done the math and I've looked at it. It doesn't matter if you've dumbed down even 90% of people. If 1% know you did this, you won't be safe anywhere. So I'm telling you, don't release the next stuff. Stop attacking us. Stop pulling this crap, you evil scientist. Man, they know how to do it. You know, I've discovered recently. Oh, I'm not even saying on air. Folks, you have to understand, we're not up here trying to be shocking, okay? This is what's going on. Psycho mad scientists want the precedent that they've already got in most countries to put in your body whatever they want, and they're on record saying they want to depopulate you. They want to kill you, but they want it to take a few years so you never knew what hit you. So they fetishize, oh, anybody fighting back, that's the ultimate crime. Anybody fights back right away, because they don't kill you in fast motion. They kill you in slow motion. See, slowness is the speed. That's their superhero power. Imagine a superhero or a supervillain who's able to slowly over a year be invisible and stab you 5 or 6 times and you don't know what hit you. Sure, you get sick. Sure, you throw up. Sure, you bleed out your rear end, whatever. But then finally when you die, you go into a system they own and control. The doctor's trained to not know what happened to you. That's a sophisticated way to kill somebody. You've dropped nuclear bombs on somebody or whatever, they're going to get pissed and fight back. But see, if you kill them softly, they'll never know what hit them. Well, here's the deal. I'm smart enough to read what you guys have said, and I'm smart enough to see that you've done it. And I'm smart enough to know you tried to recruit members of my family. And which is nothing special. They try to recruit everybody that's high IQ. And I know you did recruit members of my family for other projects. And I know who you are. And I know how you operate. And I'm here to tell you that you're not going to get away with your long-term plans. And let me tell you, Bill Gates is real freaked out right now. He knows that. And the rest of these ghouls know it too. But if you think they're just stopping now, saying we can't have the 4th of July, that's nothing. And think about how outrageous that is. We're suddenly told we can't go outside unless we're in a bubble, and we've got to take forced inoculations next year, and they're going to track everything, and oh, the Clintons run the contact tracing company with Apple and Google on the app that's on your phone, whether you like it or not. It's outrageous. They're raping you. Because Fauci and Gates are mad scientists that are on power trips and love their control over everybody. And it's an excuse for them to do horrible, evil stuff. Charlie Manson waved his arms around and acted tough. He was a wimp. George Soros is a mega killer. Anthony Fauci is a mega killer. Bill Gates is a mega killer. And a lot of you are walking around that got vaccines in you that the globalists engineered that are going to kill you dead in a hammer already. So a lot of you listening have already been killed by these people. So I just want you to know that, and I want you to think about that. Because I'm betting on you. Let me tell you something. People think I got a lot of courage doing this. I don't have courage at all. We're all dead already, including our children, if we let these pieces of crap win. Our only hope is to square up with the nightmare and just go, my God, this is all real. I can't believe it. Do your research, warn others, and then let these New World Order people know that you understand their plan. You know, they can't get it where restaurants only have robots, and they can't get it where there's a post-human world unless they train us that we can't go outside our house unless they say. And that's why they want virtual reality in our homes. That's why they want us to commute, telecommute. It's why their country garden opens restaurant operated completely by robots so you can, quote, be COVID safe. They had all this ready before. And all you got to do is say no, and they won't win. And let me tell you, Bill Gates and them knowing their end game, when they're killing almost everybody on Earth down the road, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, on the time table, because they're going to keep trying no matter if we hold them back or not. They want total robot control because they know their own security people are really looking forward to killing them.
2020 is a very special year to the globalist, to the occultist, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once-a-year mega sale is here, and we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action. What can I say to the viewers and listeners? Thank you for supporting us. You've done a great job. We've done amazing things together. The war is now out in the open. You can see that InfoWars world vision of who the globalists are and who we are has been very, very accurate. We're not just some little Hollywood New World Order rabbit trail trying to distract humanity. We're the zeitgeist and the spirit of liberty together in a symbiotic relationship that believes in humanity. And we're willing to face the true horror of the New World Order. But if we do not support the actual transmission center that's getting the messages out from the guest, the callers, the host, we will fail. I'm stating the obvious here. I just want to thank you on July 4th, 2020 for your support. No matter what color you are, where you came from, if you love human liberty and freedom, we're brothers and sisters together, and I salute and thank you all. Now share those links at band.video and crush the globalist murderers.
I told you this 5 months ago, and now it's official. The lockdown is directed by the United Nations and is permanent. The psychological war chiefs that developed the COVID-19 mind control hoax knew that once they got the public for several months to wear masks and social distance, they would be able to permanently turn it on and off at any time they want, like putting handcuffs on someone, and then add new demands that people take forced inoculations, that they have contact tracing on their phones, and that every aspect of our lives be controlled. This is all complete and total preparation for world government, forced inoculation, and complete enslavement of the human population. This is medical tyranny. This is the Bill and Melinda Gates UN takeover. This is the end of civilization as you know it. Living in denial only empowers the enemy. If you want to break free from this trance, there's not much time. Warn everyone you know that it's a giant hoax. Show them the numbers. Show them the facts. And explain that it's the end of the world as we know it if we don't wake up and resist.
One of the best nutrients nature has provided, beetroot, has been used for hundreds of years in natural medicine. Now you can experience the power of this ingredient today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life. Guaranteed to be the next addition to your daily routine, Vasobeat is the most concentrated liquid beet extract on the market. Fully utilizing the heart-healthy nitrates and antioxidants to support your mind and body, Vasobeat is great for anyone looking to support healthy living or athletic performance. So check out one of the most incredible ingredients today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexipure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexipure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, on this July 1st, 2020 Wednesday transmission. I'm going to get to the Tucker Carlson reporter, a piece of it here in a moment, because you just can't not air something this totally true. And, you know, I used to be a big fan of Tucker Carlson back with a bow tie, and he was more of a libertarian mainline guy at CNN. But getting to know him in the last decade and then seeing him develop into a thoroughbred, there's nothing this strong on TV. He's surpassed anything I can do when it comes to laying it out with just splendid balance. So we're going to be airing part of this report right now that just says it all. It's up to us, not Trump. And when you talk about the members of Congress, they're a bunch of cowards. We have to lead. Here's Tucker Carlson.
As the mob burned cities and shot police officers, Mike Braun used his power in the U.S. Senate to punish local police. Cops were the real problem, Braun decided. So he sponsored legislation to make it easier for left-wing activist groups to sue and bankrupt individual police officers. And then Mike Braun endorsed Black Lives Matter.
You support the Black Lives Matter movement.
I support that movement because it's addressing an inequity that has not been solved.
No, you're overthrowing local police so Soros can control them.
It's hard to imagine that many of Mike Braun's voters agree with any of that. Black Lives Matter has said it wants to eliminate police departments, dismantle the nuclear family, and install socialism in the United States. Even in the highly revolutionary year of 2020, those don't seem like winning positions in the state of Indiana. So we asked Mike Braun to explain how that works exactly, and it didn't go well. We're not going to play you the tape. It feels like piling on to do that. We'll just sum it up this way. At one point in the interview, Mike Braun explained that he was pushing left-wing legislation because he was afraid of being criticized by Chuck Schumer if he didn't. The whole thing went like that. It was remarkable, almost beyond belief, really. Again, we're not trying to be mean here. Cruelty is easy, too easy, especially with politicians. The closer you get to them, the easier you realize it is. And by the way, Mike Braun doesn't seem like a bad person. If you live next door to him, you'd probably like him. Braun's just weak, and he doesn't really believe in anything. He's definitely not alone in that. An awful lot of Republican office holders look very much like Mike Braun right now, probably most of them. That's a problem. In a moment like this, it is a severe and dangerous problem. Here's why. Republicans at all levels could lose this fall. If they do, there will be profound consequences for you. People who supported Donald Trump will be punished. There's absolutely no question about that. There's never been an American political party as radical and as angry as the Democrats are now. Imagine them with unlimited power, and that's what they plan to get. In their first year, Democrats will give voting rights to every illegal alien in this country and then encourage many others to join them from abroad. At a minimum, that means more than 20 million new Democratic voters overnight. No Republican will win nationally again. We will have one-party rule. But Democrats don't plan to stop there. In Congress, they will abolish the filibuster. That means they'll be able to do whatever they want to do with just a simple majority, which they will have. They plan to pack the Senate by making the District of Columbia a state. Giving statehood to D.C. is unconstitutional, clearly, but they're not worried about that. They plan to pack the Supreme Court, too. They've said so. So what will Democrats do with all of this untrammeled power? It's pretty easy to imagine. We won't go into details right now. We don't want to wreck your night. But look around. You've got a pretty good idea of what's coming. The point is, and it could not be clearer, non-Democrats in America are in peril. We're going to need someone with power willing to come to our defense. And that's where people like Mike Braun come in. That was the point of last night's interview. Not to humiliate a specific senator, but to remind the Republican Party that it is our only shield. Yes, the Republican Party, flawed and infuriating though it often is, the fact remains the GOP is the only institution still open to the rest of us, to Americans who want to live as they did just 15 years ago, quietly productively without being harassed and harangued by self-righteous lunatics who mean them harm, and they do. If you want to be left alone to do your job and raise your family in this country, you will need a protector. That protector must be the Republican Party. There are no other options, but it must be a very different kind of Republican Party. Keep in mind, we're getting a new Republican Party no matter what happens. Even now, vultures wait just off stage to swoop in and claim the GOP for themselves once Donald Trump is gone. Former Governor Nikki Haley tops that list, but there are many others on it. The moment Trump leaves, they will attack him. They'll tell you that Republicans lost power because they were mean and intolerant, just like Donald Trump. And if you listen carefully, you can hear them say that even now. It's a lie. Republicans are failing for a much more obvious reason, a more fundamental reason. They're failing because they haven't done much that is worth doing. They haven't tried very hard to improve your life. When the crisis came, they fled. They did nothing to defend you. They did nothing to defend the country. They were paralyzed. Their so-called principles turned out to be bumper stickers they wrote 40 years ago. They had no clue what to do. So from this day forward, it's very simple. We're going to have to tell them what to do. And that will work. No matter what they may believe privately, politicians respond to organized groups of voters. They want to win above all. So they head to where the votes are. Going forward, Republican voters should demand three things from their candidates. And if they don't provide them, don't vote for them. Here they are. First is vigorous defense of total equality under the law. We are equal because we are citizens. Every American has precisely the same rights as every other American, period. That is the promise of America. It's why millions of people move here. For a long time, we knew that. No one questioned it. It was obvious, but it no longer is obvious, and there are many who are working in the opposite direction. Republicans must counterbalance this. They must work as hard as they can to make America fair again. Wealth, appearance, ancestry can play no role whatsoever in the eyes of the law. That means that criminals like Jeffrey Epstein must go to jail the first time they're caught molesting children. It means your children must have precisely the same chances of getting into college or getting a job as anyone else's children. It means fighting to make this a colorblind meritocracy. A colorblind meritocracy. Say it again. The alternative to that is disaster. Slavery and Jim Crow were immoral precisely because they punished people for how they were born. Any system that punishes people for how they were born is immoral always. Republicans must say that loudly.
Can you believe in 2020 someone has to state absolute known truths? And they're battling to take him off the air right now. And I'm taking most of his sponsors. And he... Oh, I'm not going to even tell you. It's just unbelievable. You can imagine what goes on behind the scenes with Tucker Carlson's life. That's where we are, folks. And it's all communist Chinese funded, the most evil regime the planet's ever seen by leaps and bounds. And a good portion of Americans don't want it. They reject it. They think communist China and the Hollywood trash that exempt themselves from all the stuff we live under care about them. You know, it's not up to all those lazy drug addicts to fix this. It's up to us, isn't it? So I tell everybody, it's such a paper tiger, folks. I can go on some little Christian radio station, get a giant response. I go on national TV, no response. Zombies are watching. They're a paper tiger. They're empty. Got a Mark Dice report I'm going to play when we come back that tells us that a pastor's joining us. Briefly, or we won't be here. We got great products, big July 4th sale, store-wide free shipping. Haven't done that since Christmas. And double Patriot points right now, so that's 10% off your next order, not 5%. And a bunch of our best sellers that have been sold out for months got back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off, sold out for months, back in stock. It's amazing. Good for adults and children. VasoBeats, so good for your cardiovascular system, your heart, your lungs, everything, really. It creates nitrous oxide in the blood. Looking at why that's so important, 50% off. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force, 50% off. Winter Sun, back in stock, sold out for months with vitamin D3 and vitamin K to supercharge it, back in stock, 50% off. Ultra 12, highest quality B12, under the tongue, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, naked iodine spray, 33% off. It costs so much to produce that. And storable food is available again, only a, really a three-week wait. They said say four-week. I said, well, why say four if it's three? Anyways, the point is that InfoWarsStore.com has things you need that are high quality, and your ongoing funding of us is amazing. Thanks for keeping me in the game, because let me tell you, I'm not worried about dying. I'm not worried about getting put in prison or getting tortured. I'm worried about losing, man. These people really make me mad. They're sick. They're filthy. They're damn liars. They're stupid. They're the ones that are canned. They're the ones that are fake. And we all know that. So let's stop putting up with these evil people that want to turn us against each other and kill all the babies and the ones they don't rape. I mean, seriously, folks, it's that simple. InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping worldwide, double Patriot points and all those big deals. And we'll have to end this deal early next week. Some of these things just came back in, have limited orders up because of COVID-19. A lot of our supply chain's breaking down, man. This country's going into depression. Sorry to have to announce that to you, but I got to warn people.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off bodies. Really strong extract of turmeric formula. It's been sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for your cells. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high quality vitamin D3. Taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Shield X2. Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all for this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund hardcore truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. And I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we have Pastor Stacy Shiflett, who's standing up against the ongoing lockdowns, joining us in a moment. But I wanted to air this Mark Dice report. You know, it's funny, but it really shows how Fartswell and all these guys, Swallowswell, whatever his name is, are just frauds. And now they're a paper tiger. So here is that special report, and we'll be right back with the pastor. Please stay with us.
Everyone in the liberal media is excited about former National Security Advisor John Bolton's new book, which comes out tomorrow. Which is basically a 592-page grocery store tabloid of fake news and fabricated quotes that I couldn't care less about. But there's another book that just came out that I am very interested in covering, but nobody else seems to have noticed. Our old friend Eric Swalwell. He pinned this promotional video on the top of his Twitter feed announcing the exciting news.
This is the story of how the 45th president of the United States was finally held accountable.
Oh. Look at that. It looks like his mom must have endorsed it.
How courageous public servants stood up and spoke truth to power.
And his sister. Endgame. Inside the impeachment of Donald J. Trump. Well, this must be a real page-turner. I'm sure it's going to land on the top of the charts. Oh, wait, what's this? Its current sales rank is at number 3,648. Couldn't even break into the top 1,000. Whose idea was it to write a book about the inside story of the impeachment? I'm pretty sure Democrats are trying to forget about that incredibly embarrassing waste of time in our nation's history that only served to energize Republicans. You may recall that Mr. Fartwell ran for president for a few months and somehow got a guest spot on Stephen Colbert where he made the big announcement. So I'm sure he's expecting a huge media blitz to promote his new book. Here he is on the Capital News Forum YouTube channel, which has 196 subscribers, where he was able to reach 31 people. He does have his own YouTube channel, however, where he's racked up a grand total of 538 subscribers, where he's been posting videos of his virtual book tour, like this powerful interview that he scored with TMZ.
But you've written a book about the impeachment of President Trump that's about to come out, Endgame, Inside the Impeachment of Donald Trump. Interesting. Tell us about the book and what readers will get from this.
You know, the book is
The book is The Biggest Waste of Time Since the Impeachment Hearings. MSNBC decided to throw him a bone and have him on to talk about his book, and he did the interview on his laptop in his kitchen. And while I'm flattered that he's copying my style, I figured that such a powerful member of Congress would have had a home office or something.
Tell me about the book you've written about impeachment.
Well, Nicole, it chronicles, you know, what we did, the call to action of standing up to this president. It's a tribute to Speaker Pelosi, Chairman Schiff, who had the courage to move forward on it.
This poor man needs a hobby. The last big interview that Swalwell had was with Seth Meyers on NBC's Late Night, where he was invited to discuss Fartgate.
How do you find out that it happened?
Chrissy Teigen tweets about it. My wife, who follows everything she says, texts me and says, "Did you just fart on national TV?" So
imagine being a member of Congress and coming on a late night talk show to defend yourself against allegedly farting during an MSNBC interview. Recently, I remembered that Mr. Fartwell thought that he could be the next president, and I asked others on Twitter if they remembered his historic campaign.
Every day we're getting closer and closer to that goal, but I need you.
Remember, he
just
said $1. Nuke gun owners.
Sure, we get there. Join our movement. Go bold with me, and let's do this together.
Let's nuke them.
And then none other than Mr. Swalwell himself replied, "Yep, no regrets," adding a thumbs up. I thanked him for the laughs that we all had at his expense, and he responded, "No sweat. You seem easily amused." Well, Congressman, I will admit that I do have fun adding farting sounds to clips from cable news and posting them on YouTube. But in your case, I just had to play the original clip as it aired.
The evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from...
I extended an invitation to him to be a guest on my YouTube channel, since you may have noticed I've been doing interviews lately, and I look forward to hearing from him. Come on, Eric, you remember your campaign slogan.
We'll be back. Stay with us.
The 4th of July, 2020. We are here, and despite all the globalist attacks, you, the viewers and listeners of this transmission, have supported us by prayer, by word of mouth, and by buying the products, and you have done all of this. So when you look at the huge effect InfoWars has had, I want you to understand that it's because of what you have done. And myself and the whole crew salute you on this July 4th, 2020. We've got a lot of our best-selling products that were sold out, DNA Force Plus, Bodies, Ultra 12, and others that have been sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off for the 4th of July. We're running a special. I want to encourage you to get these products because they have enriched my life so much. I know they'll enrich your life. And regardless, it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar. The only way we fail is when you don't take action. I don't need to tell you that. You already took action. And I salute and thank you.
Well, remember, Pastor Stacy Shiflett up in Maryland, the Calvary Baptist Church, a few months ago was one of the first to open his church up. And that caused a domino effect, but now they're closing them back down. They're trying to demand that. Well, Black Lives Matter and the tranny parades and everything else can happen, but they're telling us we can't have 4th of July either, but we can have, again, an Antifa parade if we want. Here's what he had to say back then. We'll talk to him here live in a moment.
So newsflash, Pharaoh doesn't get to dictate to God's people how they worship their God. God's the one that defines the parameters. God's the one that communicates his will and his plan for his church, not Egypt. And I'm telling you right now, with this cease and desist letter in my hand, the Bible says to the New Testament church, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but so much the more as you see the day approaching. And the closer we get to Jesus coming back, the more church we ought to be having, not less church. Now that's God's parameters. So I'm tearing up this cease and desist order right here, and I'm telling you right now, we're going to do it God's way. We're going to do it God's way. God tells us how to worship him. Nobody else gets to do that.
Now remember, I've studied how the UN works. That's who runs all this. They admit it. CNN, YouTube, all of them say we follow UN orders now. Medical doctors criticizing COVID-19, they're kicked off. You name it. Hospitals say it's a hoax, exaggerated, they're kicked off. I said back at the time, they'll allow, because people are resisting, they'll release some of the pressure, and then they'll squeeze again. The left, always when you push back, they give up till you go away, then they squeeze again. But Pastor Stacy Shiflett was fined for reopening his church, but no Black Lives Matter was fined in Maryland. And the same thing in New York, New Jersey, Jewish centers still shut down. Jewish parks that are even private shut down, Christian parks. What's funny is Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or the freedom of the press. There it is. First Amendment guarantees freedoms concerning religion, expression, assembly, and the right to petition. And it forbids Congress from having any involvement. That's a definition of it. There it is. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people to peacefully assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. So that county does not even have a jurisdiction over what the church or its property or what it's doing. If somebody commits a murder in the church, that's not the church. That's the county. That's the city. That's the state. But they have no jurisdiction. This is the bedrock of America. And something the left claims they love all day long, but now, no, they don't. So here we are during lockdown two. We knew it was coming. The lockdown will be over as soon as you take all your inoculations and as soon as Trump is gone from office. But Pastor Stacy Shiflett, nomorecoverups.com, Twitter, Stacy Shiflett, Calvary Baptist Church, CBCDUNDALK.org. We'll put it all up on screen. Thank you so much for joining us. I can ask a lot of questions, but just talk about this saga, fill us in on what's happening, and your new book that's out as well.
Thank you, Alex, for having me on. Appreciate the opportunity to be able to give you an update, as well as mention the book. So as you know, our church received a cease and desist letter when they found out that we were planning to have services on the 17th of May. And, of course, we had church anyway on that Sunday. And then on that Monday, I received a cease and desist letter. Got up in the pulpit on that Wednesday night for our midweek service. And, in the course of the message, I didn't plan on doing it, but I tore the cease and desist letter up in an act of protest. And I really want to emphasize the word protest because that's exactly what I was doing. What we're finding out is it depends on what you're protesting as to whether or not that's protected.
Well, that's right. The synagogues are putting up their George Floyd protests now so they can open.
Yeah, so I protested the cease and desist letter. I tore it up in the middle of that message. Well, the county was embarrassed because that video clip went viral. And you know as well as I do, that's not something that you can make happen. It either happens or it doesn't. But it went viral and got a lot of attention. And it made the county executive of Baltimore County look really bad.
So this turned into a pissing contest.
It turned into a make an example out of us deal. So they began to play hot potato with us because they didn't know what to do. They didn't anticipate anybody disobeying the cease and desist letter. By the way, our church wasn't the only one that got one, but we're the only one that got a fine. So anyway, the county executive put pressure on the Baltimore County Health Department. The health department put pressure on the Department of Inspections, and it was actually the Department of Inspections that came out on that next Sunday, the 24th. They sat across the street from our church, took pictures of people going in and out of the services, and taking pictures of people's cars and whatnot.
So that's Christians being surveilled by the state. This isn't China. It's not the Soviet Union. It's America.
Absolutely, without a doubt. And so that was on a Sunday. By Wednesday, the Department of Inspection still had not issued a citation. So the health department, under pressure from Baltimore County Executive Johnny Ozinski, pressured the inspectors to write us a ticket. They wrote us a ticket, a citation, on that Thursday, May the 28th, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And, Alex, this fine right here is for $500 for unsafe structures. That's what the citation is for. Now, 2 hours after this fine was written, the county executive had a press conference and opened up the county and opened up churches to 50% capacity, but they still would not take the citation off the table. So we went to a hearing 2 weeks ago. We had a hearing with a judge, Baltimore County attorneys. They brought their inspectors in. They brought an engineer in to try and validate this nonsense right here. And then we brought in a professional hygienist, a professional industrial hygienist, who had been to one of our services and documented our cleaning policies and whatnot, and they would not even allow him to testify because they said he wasn't an expert on viruses. And yet the two building inspectors and the engineer that never stepped foot on the property, that took pictures from across the street, they were allowed to testify on behalf of the county.
Sure, so they're trying to legitimize that you're the bad guy, but instead they've shown themselves to be incredible tyrants.
The county executive has weaponized the local departments against our church because that video clip going viral of me protesting that.
Sure, they want to punish you, but let me guess. I bet your church is more energized than ever.
You have no idea, Alex. You have no idea. We're having visitors. I mean, we've had more visitors, first-time guests. Our people are fired up. And so they thought by just giving us a $500 fine that we would pay it.
Don't they know that when you persecute the church, it grows?
I don't think they know that. But our church is unified, and we're not going to pay this fine. Listen to me very carefully. We're not paying this fine. The judge still hasn't ruled on this case. If he rules, and he's supposed to rule sometime this week, hopefully, if he rules that we have to pay this fine instead of throwing it out, then we're going to take it to the appeals court, and we may just sue everybody up there. Because I'm telling you right now, this isn't the last time they're going to try to shut down churches. And I want to go on the record.
Let's talk about that at the break. They're obsessed with the power over the church, but everything else can stay open. This is so devilish. So I'm not trying to put stuff, I'm not telling you what to do, but if you wanted to give a little speech for a minute, if we're breaking, tear up that fine, that'd be good.
Let me tell you something. The governor opened up the state of Maryland, and he opened up churches to 50% capacity. Then the county executive shut the county and shut churches again. When he opened it up, finally, the Baltimore City mayor shut the churches down again. There was churches in Baltimore City that did not have services for weeks after the governor opened up the state.
And for those that don't know, the way it works is the state passes the laws and then counties and then cities. That's backwards to have cities telling the state what to do. It's illegal.
Well, there was no laws passed. The legislative branch was not able to weigh in on this at all. This was done strictly by executive order. There were no laws passed, okay? Mayors don't make laws, and county executives don't pass laws, okay? And
exactly.
So here we are sitting here now, coming up on 4th of July weekend. We still have this stupid fine hanging over our head. They don't know what to do with us. They kept playing hot potato with us because they know they went way outside.
And by the way, Pastor, obviously what happened to you is important. You spoke of it's great. But the larger issue when we come back is why is all over the country, they just want those churches and synagogues shut down. But then the LGBT events and the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa, it's like, oh, it's all great. But 4th of July shut down, too. I mean, it makes it so obvious that the left hates the country and hates Christians, no matter what color they are. Talk about villains. We'll be right back with Pastor Shiflett. I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com. We need to get back to the land, back to self-sufficiency, and back to being prepared. And the way to start, ladies and gentlemen, is having friends and family with a bug-out plan if there is a total collapse and water filtration and food to last you at least a few months. And the food we have is very high quality. It's in great containers that are great to be mobile. They have wide selection, special diets, you name it. It's the best price you're going to find, but you need to get the orders in now in the lull before the storm. I told you lockdown 2 was coming. The New World Order is making its move. Whether Trump loses or wins,
Things are just going to get more crazy, and this food lasts 25 years inside the containers. So it's something you can hide, something you can bury, something you know is an ace in the hole for you and your family in the future. And the little bit of profit that comes in funds the InfoWar to continue to warn the people. So you're also funding InfoWars, the most powerful Paul Revere organization in the world, because it's powered by you. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
Hey, look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it, man. That stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Leadership's simple. It's doing what you know is right, following God's providence and guidance. Pastor Stacy Shiflett made national news back before other preachers weren't challenging it, saying, I'm challenging this. And he felt led by the Holy Spirit to tear that up, and he did it as an act of defiance. So now they've got their little fine to say, oh, you're bad. And, of course, he could pay the fine. It's no big deal, except it's admitting he's wrong, so he's got to fight it. But, Pastor, let's look big picture here about the spiritual war against America right now, trying to cancel the 4th of July, pulling down statues of George Washington, Abraham Lincoln. I know you've got a new book out we'll cover next segment with the pedophile rings, and that's all coming out. 30,000 government officials and others under investigation in Germany. The government admits they officially ran pedophile rings. I mean, the stuff that's coming out is just mind-blowing. Praise Jesus for that. But just big picture, the transparency of evil. We always read in history books or told by pastors about when evil finally comes out, it comes for your kids, and it openly wants to ban churches, and it openly kills old people. It's all happening now. Everything we were told evil does, we're now witnessing it. Why is evil so obvious once it finally emerges? Because before it creeps around and hides, but right now they're like, ban churches, but let the pedophile rings have their marches. I mean, it's getting crazy.
Well, the very first thing that you find out about Satan, Alex, when you read your Bible, when you get to the beginning of the book of Genesis, the Bible tells us the serpent, this is chapter 3 of the book of Genesis. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. From day one, Satan has never been straight out up front. This is who I am and this is what I'm trying to do. From day one, Satan has always been deceptive. He's always come in the back door. He's always tricked and deceived people. He did it in Genesis chapter number 3. He does it now, okay? And the problem is most people today that do not know the Lord, do not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, are easily deceived. They have
no navigation. No, I agree with you. But now there's a grand illusion that God talks about in Revelation. But now it's becoming more out in the open, though, compared to what it used to be. Because I agree, all throughout history, it's very secretive. Why is it now becoming a little bit more out in the open?
Well, because it can be. I mean, so, you know, the old analogy about the way to boil a frog is just put him in cold water and turn the heat on. And that's exactly what's happened over the last 50 years through the propaganda of Hollywood, through the infiltration of the media and just entertainment. People's minds have been dulled and numbed. And then you've got your public school system that's dumbed down curriculum, and young people today, these millennials that are marching in the street, I guarantee they hadn't read a book in years, if ever. And so what's happened is they've been programmed, and the least resistant people get to what Satan's doing, the more obvious it can become. And that's been one of my biggest concerns, is seeing our country just get to the place to where they accept outright lies as fact without questioning it at all. It's because they've been conditioned and programmed for years. They've been programmed by the world and by the world system and by Satan and their minds. I mean, you're right. That Bible verse that says that in the last days, when the Antichrist comes on the scene after the church has been raptured out, the Bible says people will be turned over to strong delusion and believe a lie. They're already being turned over to strong delusion, and they're already believing lies now.
It's really amazing, though, because we're going to cover this next segment, but look at this. MainlineDW.com, that's the biggest TV station in Germany. Germany investigating 30,000 potential suspects in pedophile rings, and you read it's giant government rings, pastors, professors, government officials, and it says right here, the government placed children they took from Christians knowingly with pedophiles. I mean, this is just insane.
Yeah, it's and you're going to see a whole lot more of that being exposed as we get closer to Jesus coming back. I believe in the rapture of the church. I believe Jesus is going to return and catch the church of the living God out of here, and this whole world is going to be turned over to the Antichrist and all that. But closer we get to that day, you're going to see more and more of this stuff coming out. And what's amazing to me is how few of the so-called mainstream media covers this stuff, because you and I both know that they're probably, unfortunately, heavily even involved in it. At least I think so.
Well, that's what's crazy about it is God's going to show it to everybody, and then people are still going to choose it. It's going to become very clear, I think, right down the line.
Yeah, and God does give people a choice, and I'm grateful for that. And the truth of the matter is, right now, more than ever, men of God and Christians across this land need to stand up and be strong. And, you know, I wasn't the only pastor, by the way, that...
No, I know, but you were the big one that prominently hit the news. You were kind of the... You know, there's a bunch of shooting stars coming in, but the big one blew up. You know, I mean, you got a lot of attention.
Yeah, but there was a lot of churches that didn't even shut down. They was able to fly under the radar because of where their church is located. They were able to never even shut down, and I tipped my hat.
Oh, yeah, what about all the churches that got burned down because they met? Wow.
It's the animosity towards the people of God and toward the church is just going to continue to get stronger and stronger. That's why Jesus said to his disciples, when I return, will I find faith on the earth? There's always been a remnant. There never has been an overwhelming majority of God's people. There's always been a remnant. But as we get closer to Jesus coming back, you're going to find out the difference between the wheat and the tares, and you're going to be able to find out who's real and who's not. And it's going to be obvious more and more as days go on.
Because Satan, through his global social credit score to buy or sell the mark of the beast, is going to force you to do it.
Well, the Bible is very clear that those that do not take the mark of the beast will not be able to buy or sell. And we are living in a day and age right now where in most stores, at least here in Baltimore, you can't go in and buy anything if you don't have that stupid face mask on. And so they're conditioning people and preparing people. I just got off the phone with the organizers for the 4th of July parade that's going to be here in our town on Saturday. And they were apologizing to me because we're not even going to be able to have a parade. Nobody can walk down the street and wave American flags on the 4th of July. So they're organizing us just riding along in cars. And they asked me, they said, can I just have a church van? Can we just ride down through there with our church van? It's got the name of our church down the side. And they said, well, would you have everybody inside the van wear face masks? I said, are you kidding me? Are you seriously asking me?
Well, this is a total cult joke. It's absolutely a joke. And I don't know if you saw this. It's confirmed. They count one person with COVID. They count 15 as having it as probable. That's counted as a case. That's why there's the spike. The deaths aren't up, but it's a total fraud.
Oh, I had a funny feeling from day one. This thing was nothing like what they reported it. Obviously it was a serious, sickness. I know people that were impacted. I just preached the funeral yesterday of one of my, older.
Oh yeah. There's a real pneumonia. There's a lot of pneumonias. They're serious.
Well, I've seen people. I know that it's real, but it's not like at all what they're saying it is. And I knew that when they shut the churches down, I told my family, I told my church, I said, they will try to do this again. And if we do not push back now, we won't be able to push back.
Let's talk about that, because we just had an article where they sent SWAT teams to churches in Chicago, but the LGBT rally, the Black Lives Matter, burn stuff down, that's allowed to go. That is so discriminatory. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about your new book, On the Other Side with Pastor Stacy Shiflett. The new book is Wolves Among Lambs, My Story of Sexual Abuse and Cover-Ups in the Church. Wait, we talk about this. It gets really scary, but we've got to expose it.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at band.video. Get it out and expose the hoax. When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response. You order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July. And Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one stronger. We don't know about it, or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarStore.com. I salute and thank you all.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. The most band-centered broadcast in the world. You notice everything we've talked about is now becoming mainstream because we were just covering what we knew was actually going on from the documents, from the research, from our guest, and from deep research and infiltrating some of these organizations. Some of the new stories up on InfoWars.com. Tucker Carlson declares war on fake Republicans. They're empty, sad people. Very powerful video. We played it earlier. I suggest you share it. Bill Gates predicts this won't be the last pandemic we face. Of course, Donnie's behind so much of it. Chinese-style social credit scores here. Gab founder says he's blocked from using Visa personally over vague hate speech charge. That is just absolutely dangerous. That's the mark of the beast we're talking about. I want to get into the book that I haven't gotten a copy of yet. I don't just say this when I have an author on. You say, oh, interesting book, but I want to read this one, Wolves Among Lambs, My Story of Sexual Abuse and Cover-Ups in the Church. Pastor Stacy Shiflett's here, and I've got a whole stack of news here that ties in with these pedophile rings where popular pastors get caught doing this, because that's what the devil infiltrates, and don't get in trouble and are still leading groups. So we'll talk to him in a moment about that. But first, let me ask you this from a research of the Bible, because I've been in a lot of church, read the Bible, seen different angles of it. I've seen what Christ taught manifested in front of me. I have a spiritual relationship with Christ, and through Christ, to God, his Father and the Holy Spirit. But if you read the Bible and you read Revelation, it says the devil wages war against the saints and overcomes them. But then later when the devil gets tied up for Armageddon and everything, the dead in Christ rise and all that. And in my experience, you have to go through pain. You have to go through persecution. And then, that's how you find a greater relationship with God, because this is all a test. I would love a pre-tribulation rapture. People get so mad about this. And so I hope that's the case. But clearly there's a big revival after that happens, if you believe in that view. And so the devil does wage war against, those new Christians. You have the two prophets that come back and, all the rest of it. So can you just briefly, because I respect you, you're a good guy, from your perspective and your research and also your discernment, because I'm not mad at somebody that says there's a post-tribulation rapture or a pre-one or a mid. I think everybody can, have their own research. We're not in a cult here. But clearly, world government's here. There's a fallen creature on the planet trying to enslave us. God's giving us a spiritual transmission, hoping we listen to that and choose the right thing. But God loves us and gives us free will. So we're living in this real science fiction movie and got warned 2,000 years ago and got given the cheat sheet on how to get out of it, because Dad loves us. But this whole debate with so many Christians won't get involved because they just think the worse stuff gets, well, the more they're about to get beamed up by Captain Kirk. So from your research, how does it really work?
A pre-tribulation rapture, Alex. I know a lot of people do not. Most people that I run with do. Some people believe that Jesus comes back halfway through the 7-year tribulation period. And then some believe that he doesn't come to the end of it. But I believe that we should be, according to the book of Titus, chapter number 2, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I'm not looking for the Antichrist. I'm looking for Jesus to come back. And I believe that during the 7-year tribulation period, it's also known as the time when God works with the nation of Israel specifically, then those two witnesses that you just referred to, along with 144,000 Jews, will be sent all over the world to preach that Jesus was the Messiah. And I believe God's going to work predominantly, not only, but predominantly with the nation of Israel. Many of them will be saved and will receive him as their Messiah. And so that's going to be the main emphasis in my understanding of the scriptures, is that during the 7-year tribulation period, while the church is in heaven, going through the judgment seat of Christ and the marriage supper of the Lamb, that God will be working down here on earth to reclaim the nation of Israel that rejected him during this New Testament church age that we're living in now. And so that's my understanding of the scriptures. And I am looking for Jesus to come back at any time, Alex.
Well, absolutely. I'm not mad at anybody that thinks it's pre or middle or post. All I know is I read the Bible. Christians get persecuted a lot, and I only see a few cases with like Moses or somebody where I guess who got sent the flaming chariot. I mean, I believe all that. I know all that's true. I'm hoping that happens. I'm just seeing this thing bearing down on us. I think a lot of churches are going to buy into the mark of the beast because they think, well, it can't be the mark of the beast. I would have been teleported out of here.
Well, there will be a lot of people that will be saved during the 7-year tribulation period. I mean, millions of people will be saved. And they will be the ones that will be directly involved in that warfare of the Antichrist against the people of God. They'll be the ones that won't take the mark of the beast. They'll be the ones that will be beheaded and martyred during the 7-year
tribulation. Well, talk about that from your research and from the Bible, because we know it's all coming true. It's all been proven to be accurate. And I respect you. I'm not even debating you, Pastor. I really want to know your view on it, because I agree with you. How amazing is that going to be when world government and Satanism and pedophilia and worship of the beast and AI avatar gods that people worship that are in the marketplaces, 50 feet tall, and all these animal-human hybrids and hell being opened up? I mean, that's going to really cause a revival, isn't it? What is Satan betting on?
Well, he's betting on people being deceived. And I just mentioned this from the pulpit just the other day. I keep my Bible handy. But I was just mentioning from the pulpit the other day, the Bible tells us in the book of Revelation that one angel is going to bind Satan hand and foot and cast him into the bottomless pit. He'll be there for 1,000 years, and then he'll be released for a short season. And the Bible tells us that after 1,000 years of Jesus ruling and reigning on this earth, it'll be an absolute utopia. It'll be peace, prosperity, like the world has never seen. Once Satan is released for a short season in Revelation chapter number 20, he will literally go and gather to himself another army. The Bible says the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. Satan will be able to deceive multitudes of people to literally turn and fight against God after 1,000 years of peace and prosperity. So Satan is a master deceiver. That's
but
what
isn't that the paradox that freedom breeds corruption? I mean, after 1,000 years of total utopia under God, people will still choose Satan again.
Exactly. Exactly. And so that's why I'm not so shocked that today that people are so easily deceived. And, you know, once you build a relationship with Jesus Christ and you understand the scriptures, he said, you'll know the truth and truth will make you free. The Holy Spirit that lives inside of us as believers will lead us and guide us into all truth. And we can hear something, a news flash on the radio or the television. And 99.9% of the time, immediately I say to myself or whoever's with me, that's not true.
By the way, exactly. I don't think Satanists and people that serve the system looking for power realize this, because I used to ignore my discernment, my inner sense with the connection to God. It's never wrong, Pastor. It's never wrong. Sometimes I misinterpret it at 1%, like you said, but this is incredible. The more I just go with it, it's amazing.
Well, that's the reason why I wrote this book about sex abuse and cover-ups in the church. And the name of the book is Wolves Among Lambs, because the Bible tells us that the wolves will infiltrate the flock, and there'll be wolves in sheep's clothing. And that was the reason why I chose this title. There is so much deception in churches today. I identify as an unaffiliated Baptist. I'm a fifth generation Baptist preacher. I was saved as a little boy, and I've been privileged to grow up in a Christian home. I've been in church my whole life, but
I know it's hard for you to talk about. You have a lot of courage to put in the book. You yourself were abused.
Yes, I was a victim at the age of 17. There was a man that spent the night with us that was a Bible college student, and he abused me in my sleep, and we called the sheriff. He went to prison for 2 years, and he's now still a registered sex offender. That happened to me when I was 17. And then as I was a young preacher training for the ministry, I had a pastor that I was working for, a white-headed man, 53 years old at the time, that was grooming me. I knew he was weird. I didn't know the word grooming. I didn't know the terminology, but that's what he was doing. I was single, and he was trying his best. And finally, one night in the motel room, he just flat out propositioned me. So I tell about those two situations in the first part of this book, as well as the scandal that broke here in our church 2 years ago.
Well, let's talk about that when we come back, because this isn't just about the sex, is it? It's about the spiritual stealing of the future of the innocents. How do you quantify that in 30 seconds? Because it's a religion to the Satanists to abuse young people.
Well, it's about power. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and against the rulers of the darkness of this world. There is a spiritual warfare raging right now amongst God's people, and Satan uses a small percentage of that, targets people through sexual abuse, because it's very effective.
It's very effective, exactly. Most of the real Aleister Crowley stuff, all the devil worshiper stuff is sex rituals, folks. And it's just they're obsessed with it, because that's what God gave us, man and woman creating new life. That's powerful. They want to hijack that power of Genesis that God gave us. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Bern, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tuba Force have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there, and you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology
allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
Just happened on Tuesday morning driving into work about to break the big Roger Stone news and the big COVID-19 hoax news. And I'm at a red light at the corner of Brody and 290. And an old Mercedes pulls up next to me. And a Hispanic man and two white women start flipping me off. And I thought they recognized who I was. So I rolled down my window and I said, what, COVID-19's a hoax? And they were going, F you, F you, F you, F you, F you. And I said, is that your IQ? One finger? So they got put up two fingers. I said, oh, it's 11. And I was like, do you know who I am? They're like shaking their heads. They go, wear your mask. Wear your mask. And they're pointing at the mask. So I guess Joy Behar, when she says she goes around and does this with her husband, this is a thing, man. Their cult is going crazy. They're control freaks. They're attacking language, borders, everything, because they all bet on leftist garbage and it hasn't delivered to them. So they're totally going completely insane. This is crazy.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
As we enter the critical month of July, it is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Globalists to me anymore. I never really cared much, but now I really don't care. It's very liberating, actually. Pastor Shiflett's great guy. He's got his new book out. We'll talk to him in a moment. I want to have him back for a full hour just on the book. Very soon, we really like him. And some of the crew's been a fan for a while. I was already aware of his work. But let me just throw this out at you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not up here talking about Jesus Christ because I want to impress you. I'm a worldly person. I beat people's brains out. They asked for it, but I'm still not proud of it. And I can see into the enemy's mind because I'm evil. I'm fallen. I also can see God, so I've chosen God. But let me tell you, I know how to fight the New World Order because I'm bad. I don't have a desire to screw kids, but I got basically every other desire. And I'm just telling you, the living God is the only way to go. The only thing that will empower you and free you. And so I sit here and I think about this broadcast when I'm really clear in the morning or clear late at night and not up here with the show and hundreds of articles and all the lights and everything. And I'm just like, you better thank God on air. And God doesn't want to be thanked. God wants us to recognize where the power comes from. So I just want to say praise Jesus. And thank the Father and the Holy Ghost that I've got a stack of news articles. I mentioned these yesterday. I mean, I should spend the whole show on this. 30,000 pedophiles under investigation. Top government officials, huge rings controlling the German government. Top newspapers say they control the government with pedophile rings. That's the satanic glue that holds it all together. And then we're just here. We already know all this. We just kind of move on like, okay, now we know that. No, we know that because we're already informed. Now it's time to inform others. We've been proven right. It's not about shaking our finger and saying, we were right, you were wrong. It's not about that. It's like, hey, we got to do something about this. So, Pastor, I just really feel in my heart,
my spirit that thanking God for what's happening right now, as negative as things are, the enemy is doing all this because I can feel and see that the enemy is being broken right now. Do you agree with that? And what can you say to it? Then get into your book.
Well, they're definitely being exposed. There's no question about that. Things that I've been preaching now almost 26 years. I surrendered to preach in 1993 in July, and I am seeing things right now that I used to preach would happen. Now it's happening, and it is exciting because we know that the Bible's true. The Bible said, let God be true and every man a liar. And so it's exciting times without a doubt, Alex.
I mean, mainline news that the government of Germany's run by pedophiles? I mean, that's crazy.
That's not the only country. It's everywhere.
Coming out, how amazing is that? I mean, Deutsche Welle is like as big as it gets.
Well, they just get bolder. They get bolder and they get bolder. You said it earlier. They go as far as they can, then we drive them back a couple of inches, and then we go to sleep, and they drive us again. And that's what's happened to churches. And the reason why this book has been such a passion, it's a 400-page book.
You expose how people think of the church as evil. No, the devil gets in the church to turn people away. Explain that.
Well, wherever there are sheep, there will be wolves circling the flock, trying to find the weak and the vulnerable. And the purpose of this book, first of all, was to tell my story for the thousands and thousands of victims out there that feel like it's only happened to them, and be able to relate to what happened to me and how God gave me the strength to be able to confront it and tell somebody and get help and deal with it has been already super, super helpful. Then the second half of the book talks about restoring our credibility. And my wife and I launched a website entitled nomorecoverups.com. Because so many people were reaching out to me, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, Alex, were reaching out to me saying, what can I do? And so we created this website, and on there is a charter that people can go.
Yeah, give people the URL. Because most of our audience is radio listeners. Give people the URL. I got a couple websites here. What's the best one to go to?
No more coverups.com? Yeah, nomorecoverups.com is the website. You can read the declaration of what to do to stop these cover-ups in our churches, of these sexual abuses. You can go and you can sign the online charter. You can see who else has signed it. It just creates an enormous amount of transparency. It allows.
And notice the left wants to talk about men that have wronged women, and that goes on. I say do it. But oh, when it comes to kids being abused, oh, that doesn't exist.
As sexual abuse of every variety, people in our churches, many of them never talk about it. People get married. They have marital problems because they never confronted it. It's been a blessing to me to see how many hundreds of people have reached out to me and said, I read your book, and I sit down with my husband or I sit down with my wife and told them about the time I was sexually abused as a teenager. People are getting healing. God's doing amazing
work. And you said
work.
That you were, it was surprising to you to learn how many people were abused. And for you, you were saying Satan does it because it's effective. I've been really researching this. It's surprising how many women's fathers abuse them. I mean, this is like a satanic empire. Like we see the tip of the iceberg, but beneath the surface, this is the whole enchilada.
Listen to this right here. Male offenders who abused girls had an average of 52 victims each. Men who molested boys had an average of 150 victims each. This is all documented statistics. Only 3% of these crimes have ever been detected. 49% of offenders of victims under age 6 were family members.
By the way, I don't just believe the FBI statistics. I know they're true. The more I research this, it's literally everything is obsessed with this.
1 out of 5 girls and 1 out of 6 boys will be molested before their 18th birthday. All this is in this book. And so God is using this book right here, my story of sexual abuse, and then the cover-ups, and it's an epidemic. It's unbelievable. And this is open up a lot of people's eyes. And
have you been empowered by exposing it? Because it would be, you know, hard for me to talk about something like that.
Well, God helped me with it back when I was 17. I mean, I went straight to my parents. I told them what happened. The sheriff went and arrested the man. He admitted it. We didn't even have to go to trial. And he served in prison. And God helped me begin healing literally minutes after it happened. And so I wasn't, like, greatly psychologically scarred. But a lot of people have been abused for years. They're psychologically scarred, and they need help. Finding somebody to talk to, open up to.
So this is the real invisible empire, though. Pedophilia is the big enchilada.
And in this website that you keep showing, the nomorecoverups.com website, We have partners all over the United States where people can reach out to pastors and their wives and other couples, Christian couples, that are prepared and equipped to counsel them and help them get through times of trauma, sexual abuse.
Because the devil knows he's got to get you while you're young.
It's unbelievable how much of it's going on and how few people are talking about it. But God has opened that door for me because of the scandal that happened here in our church.
Oh, listen, I wasn't sexually abused. One babysitter tried, and my dad went and beat the guy's, his dad's ass and all this, but nothing really happened. But once I was 12, 13, I was having sex with like 16, 17 year old beauty queens. And all of a sudden it was like Satanists were trying to recruit me through their daughters. So I was actually abused. I didn't look at it from that perspective, but that's what it was. But that kind of gave me a bird's eye view into how it works. The other angle of the Satanist. But it's a giant invisible empire. And as soon as I had sex with those women, what it opened me up to spiritually was, the only way to describe it is like Gandalf, he runs into Sauron. I mean, it's basically just like that. You tell whoever made that movie and did that particular scene, that's when it all started. I was like, oh my God, what have I gotten into? They were trying to recruit me, but luckily I never got into it. But people just don't know how big this is, Pastor.
Well, the Bible tells us in the Garden of Eden, Satan told Eve, the serpent told Eve, in the day that you eat of this fruit, your eyes will be open and you will be as gods. And their eyes
exactly. And once I was in a sex ritual, not even knowing it, it opened me up to that. It was the knowledge of evil.
And Satan is targeting everybody. Everybody doesn't get targeted the same way, but everyone's being targeted. And I'm just very grateful to the Lord that he's allowed me through my own personal experiences and things our church has been through to be an advocate for sex abuse victims.
Absolutely. I wasn't trying to one-up you with what happened to you. I just, since we got into this, I might as well just tell the story. I should probably get into more detail at some point. All right. Pastor Stacy Shiflett, we love you. We appreciate your courage. We salute you with this July 4th coming up. And we just appreciate the great work you've done. Join us again in the next couple of weeks. Let's get into your book in detail. Send me a copy. I want to read it because I know this is the key to everything.
I'll do it. I'll get the copy in the mail tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, sir. Yeah. The devil's sophisticated, folks. Absolutely sophisticated. But, it's all about sex. It's like they say in Team America, it's not about sex, Gary, but it is about sex. It's like this power. And they want that power because between a man and a woman, we create new people in the whole universe. God's given us incredible Genesis power. And the system is always trying to get in front of it. And it's always trying to manipulate that. And I mean, I pretty much told all of it on air. I mean, there's not much more to tell. I mean, when I was like 12 or 13, I looked like I was 16. And, you know, and I thought, man, I'm lucky. This is really great until at least five or six times it all clicked to the next level. And I was like, oh, my God, it's devil worshipers again. It's like Lost Boys. They go, man, what's up with this county and vampires?
Father of black teen killed in CHOP calls for National Guard to clear autonomous zone. Article by Kellen McBreen. The father of a 19-year-old boy who was shot and killed in Seattle's CHOP last week is speaking out against the lawless no-cop zone.
At about 3 o'clock this Monday morning, shots were fired at a Jeep Cherokee, killing a 16-year-old male, badly injuring a 14-year-old.
Two other teens have been shot this week, and many citizens are saying it's time to shut down the experimental occupied area. Horace Lorenzo Anderson spoke with KIRO Seattle in an emotional interview following his son's death.
I ain't been asleep. You see my eyes? I've been crying. I'm trying not to cry on TV. This doesn't look like a protest to me no more. That looks like they just took over and said we can take over whenever we want to.
Anderson also said the National Guard should be deployed to break up the violent autonomous zone. I'm Millie Weaver reporting.
Listeners are saying what I was privately saying of the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19
is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at band.video. Get it out and expose the hoax.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It seemed like yesterday, but it was long ago.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low and the secrets that we share.
Mountains that we move.
The mountains that we move. Caught like a wildfire out of control. Till there was nothing left to burn and nothing left to burn.
And then you figure out you're gonna die. And then all you care about is humanity.
And I remember what she said.
That's gotta keep going on, Mom.
How she swore.
John Rapoport's coming up with huge news that's incredibly critical. But let me get down to the basic facts here. Money and word of mouth and psychic prayer is what makes this InfoWars thing go around. And you can see now, as there's massive shutdowns of everybody's free speech, how precious this place is. And I've told this story 100 times. I'll tell it again. When I was totally banned everywhere 2 years ago, people said, how are you taking it? What's it like? And I said, they're coming for you next. I'm the beta test. I'm worried about everybody. It's a takeover. It wasn't selflessness that I was saying that. It was the truth. And so now we're here. Reddit's owned by the communist Chinese. 4 of the big 6 production houses are. But they're just fronts for the globalists as well. And then we come out and break yesterday that the state of Texas admits they're ordered to create 15 times the COVID cases for every supposed real case. That's a fraud too. And they say, we don't even need a COVID test. If you have the sniffles or a sore throat, that's COVID. And then 15 people around you on average will say have COVID. And then I put that article out yesterday, that video, and I get all these emails and calls. Well, Alex, here's the hill months ago. You didn't know? Probable coronavirus deaths now included in CDC totals. They say it all right here. You're like, well, why'd they admit it? Because they hide it in plain view instead of hiding it. And then it's like, well, okay, that's just what they're doing. It's all a fraud that's killing the economy. And now lockdown 2's here. What does Trump do? How does he speak out? How does he challenge it? How does he? Because they'll say every death is his fault. If he doesn't capitulate to the terrorism, and now Gates says, oh, it's the flu. Oh, the pig virus out of China. There's always something new. They're creating phobias to control us. I just want to thank listeners for their support and for keeping us on air, because I'm not worried about getting killed or put in prison. But I am worried about losing. So when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, when you spread the word and when you pray for us, that changes the world. I need you to direct your will against the enemy. And if you believe we are a good vessel in the fight against that, then I ask for you to not give us your will like the left wants. Don't bow to us. Rise with us. Stand with us. Give us your strength. I give you my strength. I give you my commitment. I will not falter or waver. I will not back down. I'm not physically able to. And I will ask you for financial support with products you need. The 4th of July big mega specials are here. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points. That means 10% off your next order, not 5%. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with all the vitamins, all the minerals, the amino acids, so good for adults and children. Back in stock, 50% off. VasoBeats, so good for your heart, your cardiovascular. Concentrated beet extract creates nitrous oxide in the blood, 50% off. Bodies, the strongest turmeric formula we can get produced. 95% curcuminoid. The average competitor's like 3 or 5%. And those work great. This works amazing. 50% off. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10, and so much more. 50% off with the free shipping, with the double Patriot points. All of these. Winter Sun, vitamin D3, organic, under the tongue, with vitamin K to supercharge it. Your body's got to have this. I always say take it, not for the COVID hoax, but for stuff in general. Of course, you don't have vitamin C or water or whatever, you'll die. You need this. Ultra 12, high-quality vitamin B12, under the tongue. It's back in stock, 50% off. So much more. Storable food back in stock, ready to ship within 3 weeks. InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared. The whole enemy operation is about making you dependent, making you domesticated so these scumbags can rule you. The opposite is what we need. Become strong. Don't bow to their slavery. Bow to their tyranny and become weak. Don't adapt by bowing. Adapt by living. The best revenge is living well. Please support us. God bless you all.
What can I say to the viewers and listeners? Thank you for supporting us. You've done a great job. We've done amazing things together. The war is now out in the open. You can see that InfoWars' world vision of who the globalists are and who we are has been very, very accurate. We're not just some little Hollywood New World Order rabbit trail trying to distract humanity. We're the zeitgeist and the spirit of liberty together in a symbiotic relationship that believes in humanity. And we're willing to face the true horror of the New World Order. But if we do not support the actual transmission center that's getting the messages out from the guest, the callers, the host, we will fail. I'm stating the obvious here. I just want to thank you on July 4th, 2020 for your support. No matter what color you are or where you came from, if you love human liberty and freedom, we're brothers and sisters together, and I salute and thank you all. Now share those links at band.video and crush the globalist murderers.
John Rappaport here for our confab. Yeah. So on top of what Alex was telling you about what he and Rob do uncovered about Texas and the CDC, I've got a lot more. And the reason that I want to run this down is because everybody's got to know how the fakery is being committed, because it involves death. It's not just case numbers. We're talking about death, killing, murder, you know, that sort of thing. The serious stuff. So finally, the New York Times steps forward partially, June 27th, and says, headline, 43% of all COVID deaths in the U.S. are in nursing homes and long-term care facilities for the elderly. 43%. In at least 24 states, a majority of deaths are linked to nursing homes, other long care facilities for the elderly, such as Minnesota, 77%, Pennsylvania, 68%, North Carolina, 57%, Idaho, 62%, California, 48%, Ohio, 57%, New Hampshire, 80%, Rhode Island, 77%. Are you kidding me? I mean, look at the fakery, the incredible fakery. They're relabeling these deaths of the old people COVID-19. That's on top of all of the fraud of the coding, saying that somebody, you know, who fell down the stairs is automatically COVID-19, or rewriting on the death certificates COVID-19. This is on top of all of that. They're just saying that all these old people are dying because of the virus, which is a total lie that I've been saying since the beginning of all of this. They never proved that they discovered a new virus in the first place in China, went through all of this meticulously in great detail in a number of articles, etc. But we're entering the weird, wacky, insane, psychopathic, murderous world of the CDC and those statistics and all of that to even show you from inside the loony bin, they're lying and lying and lying. So what is the New York Times leaving out? They're leaving out all the elderly people who are dying in hospitals, at home alone, isolated, cut off, which is a gigantic number. As I said last week, COVID-19 is old people. It's killing old people. All of these old people already, before any of this started, were already suffering from long-term debilitating multiple health conditions, treated for years, sometimes decades, with toxic pharmaceutical drugs. And then on top of that, to secure their premature deaths, they're terrified by the specter or the reality of a COVID-19 diagnosis, terrified. That's serious stuff. They're isolated from family and friends in these facilities or even in their apartments. No visitors allowed, no family and friends. They're alone. They're isolated. They die. That's what's happening. Has nothing to do with the virus. That's COVID all around the world. So let me go to other statistics here. For example, now we're being told, okay, 128,000 deaths from COVID-19 in the United States. So that's all baloney, but let's accepting that. So if you took the 43% of all the COVID deaths in the nursing homes and long care facilities, and you just wipe them off the slate as being COVID deaths, you would have instead 72,960. And then if you subtracted off of that all of the old people dying prematurely, terrified to death by the diagnosis at home or in the hospitals, you would subtract another unknown but gigantic number from 72,000. And you see how you're cutting it all the way down and down and down, even within the insane CDC world of statistic gathering and so on. That's what you would be seeing. And none of this would be even a blip on the radar of an ordinary flu season. So let me give you some statistics. See, I'm using a source now which is trying to get worldwide old people dying of supposed COVID-19. What are the absolute numbers? Not the percentages, not the rate, all of that crap. The absolute number. And so far, they haven't been able to get it. But they do have it for New York City, okay? In New York City, if you took these two age groups, 65 to 74 and 75 plus, okay, that are claimed to be dying from COVID-19, that would be 73% of all of the claimed COVID deaths in New York City, 73%, which are not COVID deaths of all, at all, of course, just they're what I described to you just now. They are the old people who are already ill for decades, teetering on the edge with their immune systems in a state of collapse, treated with toxic drugs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? And then, in New York, if that's not enough, 73.6% of all the COVID deaths are in the old people. Study that I mentioned last week on the show, but I'm going to reiterate it again because it's so important. A study done out of the biggest chain of hospitals in New York State, Northwell. What do they find in New York City? In the age group of 66 and older in New York City, those people who went to hospitals and were put on ventilators, ready? 97.2% of them died. 66 and older in New York City put on ventilators in hospitals. 97.2% died. So some people are going to say, well, you see, because of the virus and they were already sick and close. No. sorry. Nobody in his right mind continues to treat a well-defined group of patients, 66 and older, with a procedure that is killing them 97% of the time. Unless orders are coming down to do it, insurers are paying out more money because of it, money is saved because the people are dying prematurely, and doctors are willing to follow orders regardless of the results of the treatment. 97%. 97.2. That comes from The Hill in late April. I mean, these are just staggering, okay? What I'm talking to you about. It's just completely staggering. It puts an arrow in the heart of Anthony Fauci and all of his insanity, the latest of which is, oh, we could soon be seeing 100,000 new cases of COVID a day, he's saying. The man is an agent of destruction, okay? He wants to keep the economy locked down as long as possible, level the economy of the United States, wreck it completely, and keep people on lockdown until the Gates vaccine appears and is ready for use. That is Anthony Fauci. That is Anthony Fauci. 100,000 new cases a day out of his friggin' mind. After the break, I'll have another study for you that's in some ways even more devastating. Don't go anywhere.
2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all. Thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once a year mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Okay, we're back. All right, so let me give you another piece here. This is quite fantastic. I'm going to try to pronounce his name correctly. John Pospichal. Pospichal. Medium.com. Questions for lockdown apologists. Okay, so this man has done yeoman work studying actually 13 nations in Europe and Ecuador and New York City. And what he's done is he's looked at the statements about COVID deaths rising in each country. And what he discovered was that the COVID death statistics were trending down on a downturn until the lockdowns occurred. Okay? In all dozen countries and Ecuador and New York City. Magic. As soon as the lockdowns were declared, the COVID death numbers precipitously rose. In all of these countries, right? Immediately. So among the many questions that he asks, the one that is the most pressing is, how does the virus wait, okay, until the lockdowns are declared in all of these countries, and then suddenly, boom, here comes the COVID deaths rising precipitously? How does that work? Indeed, he do. And the answer to that is, as I've been saying all along, it has nothing to do with the virus. When the lockdowns were declared in all of these places, what happened was the first most vulnerable people, most ragged and on the edge, with the weakest immune systems, most vulnerable to the terror of a potential COVID-19 diagnosis, the elderly, the old people, were the first to die. Already on the edge of immune system collapse, they died. And that accounted for the precipitous rise of so-called COVID death statistics right after the lockdowns. Nothing to do with a virus. Not anything to do with a virus whatsoever. Because if it were a virus, the virus would wait. Virus is sitting there thinking, okay, we're just going to wait until they declare a lockdown, you see. So easy, boys. Don't attack everybody all at once. Just cool your heels. Okay, here it comes. Lockdown, you ready? Bang. Okay, now we kill everybody. Sure. I mean, this is so transparent. Anybody can see the truth. Nothing to do with the virus, total fakery from the beginning. The whole thing is a fraud. It was from Wuhan on. It's all about selling the story about a virus, the idea of a virus. And on that basis, locking down the planet, rigging and fixing and inventing the case numbers and the deaths and attributing them to COVID-19. Bringing on the computer predictions and projections that I've talked about here before by that abject failure criminal, Neil Ferguson, in England. And then we had the lockdowns, the economic devastation, which is what this is all about, ushering in brave new world order, globalism, technocracy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, there's one more study that I want to talk about here, piling it up for you today, okay? Ammo, serious ammo. This is an article in The Atlantic, an unbelievable article, something titled like, how could the CDC make this mistake? This is where the CDC readily admits that they've been mixing cases that test positive with the antibody test with people who test positive on the so-called viral test, which is the PCR, lumping them all together and calling them all COVID cases, right? Yeah, how could the CDC make that mistake? Mistake? Okay, so the article goes through all of this. The CDC admits it. Major other states are doing it too. Georgia, Texas, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Why is this important? Because if you read the Atlantic article, from all that one can gather, what the so-called experts are saying is that case numbers ought to be based on the PCR test, the viral test alone, not on the antibody test. Therefore, lumping the two tests together, what are you going to get? Just use a little common sense. Some people are going to test for COVID on the PCR viral test, and some people are going to test positive on the antibody test. And you add those two together, and you get huge numbers of cases. And you say, look at all the exploding cases of COVID in the country, which is a total lie and a fabrication by the CDC, which The Atlantic is calling a mistake. A mistake. Just the kind of mistake that the CDC has made in the past, which I've detailed on this show maybe 17 times, in the swine flu of 2009, when they stopped counting cases in America altogether at the CDC, while continuing to claim there were tens of thousands of cases in America, and they stopped counting cases, as Cheryl Atkinson of CBS revealed in 2009, because the overwhelming percentage of test samples from patients who are coming back from the labs with no sign of swine flu or any other kind of flu. Yes, indeed, he do. But the CDC kept saying tens of thousands of cases of swine flu, and they eventually said, and I've documented this, 22 million cases of swine flu in America. So the CDC, yeah, that's right, 22 million. Oh, Rappaport couldn't be right about, yes, WebMD, I've got the article, I've detailed it, I've got the quote. So the CDC has got a track record of not making mistakes, but of lying, concealing, covering up, fabricating numbers, all in order to make grave danger out of nothing. There it is, 22 million cases of swine flu. Yes. Right. That's like Fauci saying 100,000 new cases of COVID every day. It's the same order of lying, vicious lying, in order to inflate the whole fantasy and illusion and psychotic idea of a virus and an epidemic that's killing everybody, thereby putting the lockdowns in place. That is what is going on. Of course, the Atlantic article doesn't mention any of this, so it's left to me to mention it, which I just did. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after the break.
Ultra 12 is already our overall number one bestseller. Ultra 12 is twice as strong as Secret 12 for an even lower price because I signed a huge multi-year contract to guarantee to buy a ton of it. And my bet ended up to be successful so far. Folks are ordering it in mass. They're getting great responses. They're giving us incredible reviews because we know what vitamin B12 of this type does, taken under the tongue where it's more absorbable. It supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, help the body produce more energy, help produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function, and so much more. You can take all the energy drinks and they won't do anything if you don't have the basics already in your body, like vitamin B12. Whether you're old, whether you're young, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you live in Japan or the United States, Ultra 12 is the best vitamin B12 you're going to find out there. It's uber absorbable, and it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com.
Where the hell did this water come from?
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off bodies really strong extract of turmeric formula. It's been sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for your cells. So amazing. That's back in stock, 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high-quality vitamin D3 taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high-quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray, 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all for this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today.
Okay, back on the show. So here's a suggestion. You got to tell me what Trump is doing because I don't know. But he's certainly going to hold more rallies between now and the election. Could be the shortest election campaign in presidential history. Why can't the crowds at these rallies just start yelling in unison, open the economy, fire Fauci? Not just once, over and over for maybe 10 minutes, not letting the man talk when he starts to talk. I'm talking about Trump. Just yelling, open the economy, fire Fauci, over and over and over at every single rally until it penetrates all the way through to his brain and his guts, and he knows what his base wants more than anything else. That base did provide him enough margin to get elected president 2016. It could do the same now. But it appears that we're going to have to rely on the people, not the president, to make it clear as to what they want. Back to work. Open the economy. Fire Fauci. Get rid of this pathetic loon as soon as possible. He serves at the pleasure of the president. There is no pleasure left. He's a minor functionary when you actually look at the federal government. He's an employee of a sub-department of an agency that is under a cabinet post called Health and Human Services, which is under the president. Tomorrow, Trump could say, you're gone. Out. Trump could, if he wants to, stand up in front of his people at these gigantic rallies. He could say, I admit I made a terrible mistake. I never should have permitted the economy to be closed down and locked down. I listened to the wrong people. They're gone as of right now. This will never happen again. He's going to have to convince his people that he means it and is not just bloviating. But he could say that. He could say, so it's back to work. The door of the economy is open and nothing is going to close it again. A lot of heat. But so what? He's supposed to be able to take it. But it's going to take the people to remind him, open the economy, fire Fauci. If Fauci has his way, the economy is going to be locked down between now and the election. the devastation we've seen so far is only going to be part of the story, the economic devastation of what's going to happen between now and the election. This little worm, Fauci, is running the show on behalf of Bill Gates, on behalf of the World Economic Forum, on behalf of the World Health Organization, the UN, etc., etc., etc. He's the mouthpiece. Think about it. All of this data that I've been presenting, other people have been presenting, you've heard from Rob Dew and Alex, the fabrication of this, the murder of old people in order to build up the statistics on COVID-19, to convince the nation and the world that this is a reality when it's a complete fake and a fraud from the beginning. In order to destroy freedom, destroy the country, destroy the economy, destroy everything that can be destroyed. Does Trump not know that there are dozens of other medical experts out there with resumes far more impressive than Fauci right now, who would be more than willing to step forward, stand next to the president, and testify that every single measure that Fauci has recommended and imposed, the distancing, the masks, the lockdowns, etc., are completely counterproductive and insane? Does Trump not know this? Is he so oblivious? These medical experts of a conventional nature are all around us. They would be more than willing to step up to the plate. They're not being called on. Fauci is part of a political hierarchy that has nothing to do with skill in handling outbreaks or epidemics or anything of the sort. Nothing. Zero. He's managed to worm his way up through the food chain to the top of the coronavirus task force, just as he did within his own agency in the federal government. That's how the game is played. That's how it works. It's political. Who backs you? Whose money is behind you? What partnerships do you have with relevant corporations, in his case, drug companies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? It's all about juice, getting the juice, and moving up in the food chain. Has nothing to do with reality, truth, science. It has to do with selling out. It has to do with who do I want to sell out to? Who is the most powerful person on the food chain I can sell out to? Well, Bill Gates looks pretty good to me. Sure, let's try him. Now, contrary to what most people think, I don't believe that Gates is the top of the food chain at all. I don't care if he can wash, what is it, 100, maybe 200 billion over and over again through funding this, funding that, making profits off of investments, refunding, and so on. Compared to some governments, that's actually chump change. So Bill Gates is himself not the highest player. But let's say he's the highest player that Fauci could find to sell out. That's how the game is played. I've seen it up close and personal on a minor level in the state of Nevada. And it's not pretty, believe me. When I testified in front of a legislature there about childhood toxic meds and watched people in the committee room and watched them fawning over certain people simply because they were higher on the food chain. And then somebody else would walk into the room who was even higher and everybody would go flitting over to them. It's pure insanity. The closer you get to bureaucracy and political hierarchy, the more insane it looks, feels, smells, and reeks of corruption and the worst instincts, social instincts of humans, which is to fawn and to flutter and to gather around the people who are supposed to be the heroes of the moment, who are nothing of the sort. And that's how this whole thing is being sold, out of a political hierarchy. And Fauci is doing it, and he's got to go. As a first step, as a first step. And all of the fakery and the statistics that's been revealed here on InfoWars and in other places has to be put front and center. And let's not pussyfoot around anymore. COVID-19 is all about killing old people. That's what it is when you actually look at it up close.
The 4th of July, 2020. We are here. And despite all the globalist attacks, you, the viewers and listeners of this transmission, have supported us by prayer, by word of mouth, and by buying the products, and you have done all of this. So when you look at the huge effect InfoWars has had, I want you to understand that it's because of what you have done. And myself and the whole crew salute you on this July 4th, 2020. We've got a lot of our best-selling products that were sold out, DNA Force Plus, Bodies, Ultra 12, and others that have been sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off for the 4th of July. We're running a special. I want to encourage you to get these products because they have enriched my life so much. I know they'll enrich your life. And regardless, it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar. The only way we fail is when you don't take action. I don't need to tell you that. You already took action. And I salute and thank you.
Listeners are saying what I was privately saying of the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at Band.on Video. Get it out and expose the hoax.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Just happened on Tuesday morning driving into work about to break the big Roger Stone news and the big COVID-19 hoax news, and I met a red light at the corner of Brody and 290, and an old Mercedes pulls up next to me, and a Hispanic man and two white women start flipping me off. And I thought they recognized who I was. So I rolled down my window and I said, what, COVID-19's a hoax? And they were going, F you, F you, F you, F you, F you. And I said, is that your IQ? One finger? So they got put up two fingers. I said, oh, it's 11. And I was like, do you know who I am? They're like shaking their heads. They go, wear your mask. Wear your mask. And they're pointing at the mask. So I guess Joy Behar, when she says she goes around and does this with her husband, this is a thing, man. They're cult is going crazy. They're control freaks. They're attacking language, borders, everything, because they all bet on leftist garbage and it hasn't delivered to them. So they're totally going completely insane. This is crazy.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
What you have to realize is that these public health agencies like the CDC and World Health Organization, so forth, they can say whatever they want to about a virus. This isn't science we're talking here. They can say we found one, we didn't find one, it came back, it didn't come back. In the case of SARS, for example, 2003, some of you might remember that one. That was also said to be a coronavirus, caused all kinds of havoc in Canada, supposedly people locking themselves down. Newspapers were running 25 stories a day, mainly because the World Health Organization said, don't fly into Toronto because, you know, you could die because of the virus, whatever. And all of a sudden, magically, the virus went away. They said it went away. And when the dust cleared on this global catastrophe, their own official figures said that the total deaths all around the world, the entire globe, 800. 800 out of, at the time, 6.2 billion, something like that. They said it disappeared. Hey, the virus just disappeared. Now, if they want to say it came back, they can do that too, because they're starting to do that again. They got a new pig virus in China they're talking about, or maybe it's the same one from 2009 swine flu. They just make this up. This is Hollywood. We don't like that script. We'll take this script. Let's change the storyline this time. Okay, we couldn't make the swine flu thing fly in 2009 because it was exposed that nobody actually had the virus. They couldn't find it. But this time we can do a better job. So let's bring it back again and make a sequel to the movie, and we'll call it the fourth wave. Okay? And we'll say that COVID-19 virus disappeared for 3 months, but pig virus suddenly showed up and just started leveling people left and right. And the public will buy it because we can sell it, because they're too stupid, and we can sell them anything. That's the attitude of these agencies, like the CDC, like the World Health Organization, like Bill Gates, like Fauci, like the World Economic Forum, like the UN, like every globalist Rockefeller-type organization in the world, because they've gotten themselves onto a good thing. The best thing they've ever gotten themselves onto in the history of their existence is the virus as a story to sell. Because look what you can do with it. You can lock down people. They finally figured it out. China set the tables. China locked down 50 million people overnight. Do you think that was an accident? Do you really think China just, spontaneously responded to the threat? My goodness, we have to lock down 50 million people and send a signal to the rest of the world that they can do it too for the first time. Because after all, that was one of the key events in this whole insane episode called COVID, which was China locking down 50 million people overnight in three cities early on. They broke the ice. They set the precedent. It was a new model, et cetera, et cetera. Do you think that was just, Beijing decided we got to lock down 50. No. This was planned years in advance. This is how these things, these covert ops work. They just needed not a virus, a story about a virus to sell, to justify the lockdowns. They already had lots of sick people dying from pneumonia in China at the rate of about 300,000 a year. No COVID, no nothing, just air pollution. People are old, they have lung infections, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? Okay. Chinese sold it. They were supposed to sell it. That was the story. That was the plan. That was the whole thing. And then in this movie, this insane movie, all of a sudden, CDC and World Health Organization say, wow, well, if China's doing that, this virus must really be dangerous. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Everybody's got to wear a mask. Everybody's got to stay. And we've got to lock down Italy next. And then we got a beachhead in Europe, some other country, UK, US has to lock down. Oh, indeed. How are we going to lock down the US? Well, we've got this idiot, Neil Ferguson at the Imperial College being funded by Bill Gates. Oh, Neil, yeah, he's that failure, right? Wasn't he the guy in 2005 who predicted that 200 million people could die because of bird flu? And the final statistic was a few hundred people. Oh, yeah, that Neil Ferguson. Bring him on. Put him next to his old computer with, what is it, Fortran? And let him come up with a figure of, say, I don't know, 500,000 people will die in the UK and 2 million in the US. Hand it to Fauci. Let Fauci sell it to Trump. And the whole thing. Now we got a movie. Now we got a real movie. Now we got a devastation movie about the economy in America and other countries, except it isn't just a movie anymore. It's real, because real people are out of work and real people are dying and getting addicted to drugs and committing suicide and killing other people and going crazy. And they can't find work and small business owners are closing down. Oh, yeah. The real stuff is happening. They're going bankrupt. They can't reopen. So they're selling out their small businesses to larger investors who are gobbling all of this property and business up like predators that they are, all because of this lunatic failure of a computer modeler, Neil Ferguson, and because of the Chinese regime who locked down 50 million people, and because they figured out a great scheme for inflating statistics, not just counting and recounting and double counting and triple counting and fake counting, but actually causing the premature deaths of old people and killing them. Killing. Murdering. Killing. Murdering. To inflate their numbers. To sell the movie. To sell the story. And this is what you people who are wandering the streets, keeping social distancing, terrified of catching the bug. Oh, I'm going to stay on lockdown until the vaccine arrives. Yes. That's what all you people are succumbing to. The crooked fear of nothing, of nothing, of nothing. There was a time in America when this whole thing would have been over in 5 minutes. When the people of America would have shrugged this off like a stupid bad dream and told Fauci what to do with his numbers and his statistics. And if the president went along, they would have told the president what to do too. Regardless. And they would have gone back to work. Period. Think of the men who managed to unionize the Ford automotive plant against the tyrant Henry Ford. How did they do it? They eventually went to work and they staged a sit-down strike at their workbenches. That's not an easy thing to do. You go to work, you go into the factory under the boss, and you sit down and you don't work and you refuse to budge no matter what. And that finally wrestled the right to unionize for the auto workers away from Henry Ford. Now, what do you think those men would have done in those days if some little worm like a Fauci stood up and said, well, you're going to have to stay home and you can't go to work because of a germ, of a germ? These guys would have rushed into work, run over whoever was standing in their way, went to their workbenches and put cars together because that's what they do. Because they're not taking any crap from stupid idiots and bureaucrats. And there would have been lots of people like that in the country at one time that would have said, are you kidding? I'm supposed to stay home, lock down, not go to work because of what? Some friggin' germ that they're talking about that they can't even prove exists? Are you kidding me? And millions of people would have said that. They better say it again. They better say it again. See you next time.